So I know it's going to be a long fight.
And burial for Michael Jackson.
More than 2 months after his death, Michael Jackson will be laid to rest here tonight.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. The American workforce, it's grayer and has more women than ever before. Let's get the story live from CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
More older workers are staying on the job, says Paul Taylor at the Pew Research Center.
We're in a period where the workforce is getting grayer. It's not just because the country itself is getting grayer. It's also because behaviors and attitudes about work are changing.
He says more people are working because they want to keep busy or because they can't afford to retire. And young people, if they can, are staying in school. 40% said they couldn't find work.
Has the job been filled?
Yeah, but there is another job. I figured they'd hire a man for.
And the workforce has changed plenty since the days of Mary Richards. The government says women will outnumber men on the job by sometime this fall. They're getting most of the jobs where there is hiring, Nick.
The economic downturn has left the National Guard with an abundance of riches. CBS News correspondent Dave Barrett explains.
For some, during the recession, the National Guard's been an option.
I joined the National Guard. I never thought I'd be saving lives.
It'll be harder to join now. The Guard won't take heavy applicants. They're being more careful if you've got problems in your past, ranging from assault to driving under the influence or speeding tickets. No more medical waivers for issues such as food allergies or even acne. Currently, about 358,000 serve in the Guard, a drop of 9,000 this year, and it's a contrast to the active U.S. Army, which needs about 90,000 more recruits in the next year. Dave Barrett, CBS News.
Retailers are hurting.
Retail sales are suffering like they've never suffered in recent years.
Did back-to-school shoppers give store owners an end-of-summer boost? August sales figures are coming in today, and retail analyst Bert Flickinger says many are not good.
To date, it's down between -5% to -6% for the retailers that are selling goods for parents and students going back to school.
And experts say empty stores in August can signal a weak holiday sales season. Well, fire crews overnight made more progress in the foothills near Los Angeles, with 28% of the massive station fire now contained. Mike Dietrich of the U.S. Forest Service says Mother Nature helped with higher humidity and light cloud cover.
We're fighting for every foot of containment that we're getting on this fire based on the conditions.
The blaze is spreading to the east, allowing residents on the western flank of the fire to return to homes they'd evacuated. For Tiffany Brain, there was nothing left of her Tohunga Canyon home.
We came down here hoping for the best and expecting the worst, and what we got was the worst.
Now, the fires destroyed 64 homes, dozens of other buildings, burning across more than 140,000 acres. Spacewalk number 2 is slated for a couple of members of the Discovery shuttle crew later today as they install a new ammonia tank on the International Space Station. NASA will be keeping a close eye on a large chunk of space junk that's expected to pass within a couple of miles of the space station late tomorrow morning. Time on the roundup is 4 minutes past the hour.
When Marlon Shirley was 5 years old, he was in an accident and lost his foot, but he didn't lose his heart.
When you tackle a challenge that you just cannot even fathom tackling, when you accomplish that, the amount of integrity and the will and the heart that you'll get from that experience is what will set you up for your life.
In less time than it took Marlon Shirley to say that, he can now run 100 meters because today he's the world's fastest amputee. Overcoming, pass it all, from the Foundation for a Better Life.
Scrub out the floor. My aching joints don't jump no more.
Today, you don't have to take joint pain sitting down. New treatments and surgical procedures can restore joints and help get you back in the game. To find...
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local...
Ladies and gentlemen...
Presenting the one, the only...
Entertaining...
Showbiz...
Quentin Tarantino has struck box office gold and scored the best opening weekend of his career with his latest movie, Inglourious Basterds, which ranked in a whopping $37.6 million. The movie, which stars Brad Pitt, tells the story of a group of Jewish American commandos who wage a violent and surprisingly humorous war on the Nazis.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Attention all food fans. The first ever Top Chef Master has been named, and the new season of the regular flavored show has begun. Chef Rick Bayless came out on top after his master's battle with competitors Hubert Keller and Michael Chiarello, and won $100,000 for his favorite charity. Next came the new season premiere with 17 new chef testants fighting for the title of Top Chef.
25 to northbound 225. Sounds like a car went into the wall there. They've mopped up a crash that occurred on Orchard at I-25. That was also in the tech center. Now we're getting word of a pretty serious one. This is 120th and Tejon. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We do have a chance of seeing some afternoon showers today, most likely after 3. It's going to be partly cloudy, high near 86, overnight low dropping down to 55, currently 58. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
This Labor Day weekend, come to Lowe's and receive 12 months special financing on purchases of $299 or more with your Lowe's consumer credit card. Lowe's, let's build something together. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer valid September 3rd through the 7th. Valid in U.S. only.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
What up with that?
I know that sludge for brains like Bill Press,
you are a Nazi and a Stalinist.
We have never been just a collection of individuals or a collection of red states and blue states. We are and always will be the United States of America.
This is the Bill Press Show.
When you're responsible for reading the news to a city of millions, you need a gentle touch.
As for your greasy mouth self, that might help if you stopped eating all them fries you eat, making you look 6 months pregnant.
One of the top most listened to radio shows.
That voice of yours could be an attraction at a circus.
Are you joking? Is this a joke?
It's not a joke, Joe. Tell you, Joe, it's not a joke. It's Rich Master sitting in for Bill. He's a brave man indeed. Let me take over the controls of his big show. He'll be back in the saddle on Monday morning. He's taking a break. He's out in California doing a little R&R, getting tan, rested, and ready for the healthcare debate that begins in earnest again next Tuesday. Next Wednesday, the president will address the nation. 7 minutes past the hour on this Thursday, September the 3rd, and Dan, as always, is with me. Good morning, buddy.
Hi there.
How are you?
Oh, couldn't be better, really.
Good. Stan Collender, also the financial guru, the guy that literally wrote the book, The Federal Guide, the Guide to the Federal Budget.
Thank you. Would you give my mom a call, please? It's, and as far as Dan's concerned, Dan, wouldn't you be better if the Red Sox were in first place?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I just want to get that straight.
It would be amazing if the Red Sox were in first place.
In the comedy world, that's known as a recall. That's
that was good. That was good. I understand you used to be a stand-up comic.
Yeah, for about an hour and a half.
I bet you're the only financial expert that was a stand-up comic at one point in his career.
Yeah, I did financial comedy. There wasn't a big market for it. It's,
he knows a lot about funny money, though.
We need a rim shot here.
Yeah, right? Man.
So, I don't have a rim shot.
Dan, big plans for the weekend?
Working and sleeping and doing some barbecuing, playing a little golf action. Working on the old handicap, trying to get it down.
Stan, how about you? In any dance competitions?
No competitions. I do have an hour and a half dance lesson on Saturday. My wife
really?
And I, we're working on Viennese waltz this week.
Viennese waltz.
Yeah, that's a big deal, especially when your wife is 4 inches taller than you are without heels. but, you know, we're getting ready for the new season of Dancing with the Stars. So
you and Tom DeLay.
He's dancing with a pretty good person, though, Cheryl Burke. You know, we'll see. He was dancing a lot when he was in Congress.
You actually watch Dancing with the Stars, Stan?
No, my wife does. And the reason I'm taking ballroom dancing lessons is about 2 years ago, my wife, who's an actress in town here in Washington, looked at me and said, you know, it'd be fun taking ballroom dancing lessons. Would you like to do it with me?
That's
and
cool.
There is a reason I've been married almost 25 years. I said yes instantly. and thinking it would never happen, right? Next day we were busy doing Foxtrot and Quickstep. So it's
good for you. I don't see anything wrong.
I think that's great.
Yeah, that's good.
Do you have any YouTube videos?
I think you should post. Nothing that I'm ever going to show anybody. You know, I'm still hoping to come up for confirmation hearing someday.
One day. All right, it's 9 minutes past the hour, and you're listening to the Bill Press Show this morning with Rich Master. So we're going to be talking with Stan about the economy, about health care, what the president needs to do in his speech next week to kind of bring closure to this and try to get a health care bill, a meaningful health care bill, passed this session of Congress. Also, Jonathan Martin will be along talking about that same subject and other things that are going on. So we've got a pack show for you. So let's get to it, shall we?
This is the Full Court Press.
On this Thursday, some other headlines making news. Come end of December, it's the last time we'll hear these famous words.
I'm Charlie Gibson, and I hope you had a good day. For all of us at ABC News, have a good day.
35-year ABC News veteran Charles Gibson announcing he plans to retire from ABC's World News at the end of this year. Diane Sawyer will be the next anchor, making her the second female network news anchor, along with Katie Couric.
Pretty impressive when you think about it.
Two of the three, and did you ever think, growing up as a kid, that you'd ever see a night where there, two of the three major network anchors were women?
Rich, I never thought we'd have a black president
during
my lifetime. So, I mean, times are clearly changing here. You know, wasn't Diane Sawyer a former, was it Reagan person?
Nixon.
Wow.
Yeah, she was a Nixon intern, I think.
Wow.
Yep.
Michael Jackson will finally be buried today. More than 2 months after his death, he'll be laid to rest at sunset at the Grand Mausoleum at Forest Lawn Cemetery. The grounds will be closed to the public. The FAA has restricted the airspace above the cemetery. Aretha Franklin is scheduled to sing at the service. Also, Diana Ross, among other celebrities, will be there.
And is it going to be? Are they broadcasting the thing?
No, I think it's private.
Yeah, well, private for the Jackson family is different than private for...
That's true.
Well, that almost certainly means that Fox is going to have, like, an animated, you know, simulation of the of what's going on there at the same time.
And the weird part is Ryan Seacrest is going to be out in front.
And the house where Bruce Springsteen wrote Born to Run is up for sale.
Really?
Yes, the Asbury Park Press reporting the small home on West End Court in Long Branch, New Jersey, can be yours for $299,000. It's a shotgun shack, 928 square feet only. Two bedrooms, one bathroom. The real estate agent says the house, though, is pretty much the same as it was when Bruce lived there in 1974 and 75.
Well, first of all, that's going to be a true test of the housing market in New Jersey.
Oh,
that's
man.
The first thing. I mean, it's the same state as when Bruce lived there in, what'd you say, 75?
Yeah. 75.
In other words, it's a fixer-upper.
Yeah, I think that's probably a pretty safe bet. Speaking of confirmation hearings, did you hear this stuff? Did you hear this Van Jones, the guy who is Obama's choice to be the Green Czar?
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear his comments from yesterday?
I did not.
You know, listen, first of all, when you hear it, you're going to say amen. You're going to love the sentiment. And then you're going to realize that this guy still has to come up before Senate confirmation and go, oh, ouch. All right, who is he speaking to at this point?
This was at a town hall meeting type. It wasn't a town hall meeting per se. It was a forum. It was a meeting, and it was a question from a member of the audience.
All right, so he's talking, and he says something. This is exactly why I would never go before a confirmation hearing, because they would definitely play this. So, you know, it's unfortunate for him that he kind of went here, but you'll appreciate this sentiment. Again, here is Van Jones, the Green Czar nominee for President Barack Obama at a town hall.
How were the Republicans able to push things through when they had less than 60 senators, but somehow we can't?
Well, the answer to that is they're
Wait.
Barack Obama's not an album. So, now, I will say this. I can be an ass. And some of us who are not Barack Hussein Obama are going to have to start getting a little bit uppity.
Getting a little bit uppity.
So conservative talk radio is having a field day today.
I did the count there. Three uses of the A word.
A word.
Yeah, I would say that confirmation hearing is not going to happen.
Oh.
But he's got a great career in stand-up comedy.
It's great career. But, I mean, it was quick. It was funny. It was accurate.
Yeah. you know, but he's... I guess he hasn't kind of gone through the message training yet. Ooh. That, you know...
Yeah, I guess so. So anyway, that was Van Jones. Everybody's chit-chatting about that this morning. Just kind of.
Did he not know there was media in the room?
Apparently not. I don't know. Is there video of this, Dan, or is it just an audio clip?
No, that's a video clip. Got it from RealClearPolitics.com.
Okay.
The video's up there. Yeah,
it's on Real Clear Politics, right?
Yeah.
Oh man, I kind of feel bad for him, quite frankly. So anyway, that's that.
By the way, one of the reasons comedy, when a comedian that really clicks is somebody who is telling something that's got at least a little bit of truth in it. You heard how hard the audience was laughing. Part of that was because you had, it's kind of like the old Catskill Mountain things when you don't know what else to say, you curse and everyone laughs because you're doing it out loud. That's kind of what was going on here, but did he not understand that he's going to have to face, I mean, Congress is divided? You know,
yeah, I don't understand how he's got to be regretting it this morning. And, of course, conservative talk radio is all field day with I bet you the conservative talk radio is more upset with the uppity remark or more so than the a-hole remark, quite honestly. Anyway, we want to take some phone calls this morning, too, and the number to ring in to ask Stan a question. We're talking with Stan Collender. Stan is wears many hats. Stan is a partner with me at Corvus Communications here in Washington, D.C. He is a columnist for Roll Call newspaper here. Fiscal Fitness
Fitness, not don't confuse that with Olivia Newton-John.
Physical Fitness, correct, exactly. Fiscal Fitness. One of the most widely read blogs on the economy, on the federal budget, and the blogs, you have several different bloggers on this, right? It's CapitalGainsAndGames.com.
Gains and Games, all one word. There are two other people who joined me, Andrew Sandwick, who's former chief economist for the Council of Economic Advisors, now head of the Rockefeller Institute at Dartmouth, Pete Davis, who is one of the best revenue estimators ever to work on Capitol Hill. And let's make a little news here, but just a little. Next week, we're going to announce the addition of another blogger with this big name is going to set some real shockwaves. There's going to be a disturbance in the blogosphere next week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the first of several big changes we're making. In fact, if you want, I'll come on here and by phone and give you the exclusive.
Give the scoop. All right. Well, that's great. Well, CapitalGainsAndGames.com is the name of his blog. If you got a question for Stan about the budget deficit, the economy in general, healthcare in specific, he's going to be here throughout the hour. We'll be taking questions from our listeners. We got one on the line right now. Again, the number to call in is 866-557-7377. 866-55-PRESS is the number. Andy's joining us from Detroit this morning. Andy, good morning. Welcome to the show, my man.
Yeah, good morning. I appreciate you taking the call.
No problem.
Listen, I wanted to call you guys just to say this. You know, I know that you're promoting a compromise. That's a loser proposition. It's a loser. We did not elect our officials to go into Washington, D.C. to compromise on our health. Do not ask us to compromise on our health. That's a loser. Something is not better than nothing. Nothing is perfect. If we can't get what we want, then we want nothing so we can send those people out to get an employment act because they need to get employed. I mean, the elected officials that we sent to Washington, if they compromise us right now, they need to go out and get employment because they're going to need it, and that includes President Obama.
Andy, listen, because you bring up a lot of points that, you know, a lot of the folks that emailed me yesterday, and I really want to hear this, because, you know, the point I'm making, first of all, I'm not promoting a compromise. If we could get the whole ball of wax, if we can get the whole ball of wax, I support that 100%, but I don't see the argument that nothing is better than doing something, because that's the argument that I just don't get, Andy. Can you help explain that to me?
Let me explain it to you.
Yeah, please.
I'm trying to do it right now. We did not elect those people to go up there and be weak-kneed against the opposition. The right wing is going to, if we compromise right now and we take something because it's better than nothing, The weak-kneed left is going to walk away, and the strong-kneed right is going to sit there and go, blah, 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 they didn't want it, blah, 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 they were weak, blah, 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 we're going to repeal everything they said, and they're going to kick it all to the curb anyway. Okay? So let's not do that. Let's get it all or nothing. All or nothing is better because we stand strong and we stand united.
All right, Andy. Listen, thank you. I appreciate your views, and thanks for sharing it. And we're going to take a quick break now, but I do want to talk about this with Stan, because listen, it brings up a very, very good point. I want to give the listeners, all of them, feel very, very strongly about this. And I've been making the argument that if we do nothing, The current system, as it stands, as it has stood now for 16 years, it stands. And I want us to move forward in the right direction. And I want to get as much of the loaf as we possibly can. And that's the only argument that I've been making. But I want to hear the other side, and I fully understand that everyone wants to fight. The problem is public opinion right now is not necessarily supportive of 100%. They're supportive of 90% of it. And to me, 90% is a good step in the right direction. But I want to talk about it. I want to hear your views. 866-557-7377 is the number to call in. Stan Collar and I will be taking calls after a quick break.
The official morning show of the Obama generation.
The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
According to Javelin Research, every 3 seconds, another identity is stolen. This year, nearly 10 million people will have their identities, credit cards, and bank account numbers stolen. Some think credit monitoring alone is enough, but that won't help stop identity theft or help you repair the damage. LifeLock does both. LifeLock monitors over 10,000 black market websites for your information. They request free annual credit reports and request your name be removed from pre-approved credit card offers. And if you become a victim of identity theft while a member of LifeLock because of a failure in their service, they'll help you fix it, up to $1 million. Restrictions apply. See LifeLock.com for details. Why risk suffering the cost of identity theft when the cost to help protect it is so low? The call takes just minutes. And mention PRESS for an additional 20% off. Call 1-800-983-0552. That's 1-800-983-0552. 1-800-983-0552.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
DoubleMySpeed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Got a small problem trying to get out of the tech center into Aurora. Crash ramp from northbound I-25 to northbound 225. Small backups to Bellevue. Also crash in the north end, 120th and Tejon. Rest of the drive looking pretty standard for us. Southbound 25, full. North Glen again after Park Avenue getting into downtown. Your forecast, sunny to start, partly cloudy with isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the mid to upper 80s, right now 59 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
It's time to shop the authority. Hit your stride this week at Sports Authority with prices on Nike, Asics, and Saucony running shoes starting from just $39.99. Gear up for fall sports with performance apparel, equipment, and cleats from top brands like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and more. It's time to shop Sports Authority this week with Nike, Asics, and Saucony running shoes starting at $39.99. Sports Authority, dedicated to the dedicated.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthMarket.com.
Hey, back to the program in a bit. But first, I just read a statistic that blew me away. Get this. More than 45 million of us are living without health insurance. 45 million! And just one hospital bill can bankrupt you, right? But listen to this. There's a free service. It's called eHealth. Now, they're not an insurance carrier. You just go online to eHealthMarket.com and you can see affordable health plans side by side. You can sort them by price or benefits and find one you can afford. And the information is free. The information is all free, so check it out. Go to eHealthMarket.com. Everyone has different needs, but at eHealth, the average family can find plans for a lot less than you think. Look, if you need quality health insurance you can afford, don't wait. The information is all free, so check it out. Go to eHealthMarket.com. eHealthMarket.com. Once more, that's eHealthMarket.com.
Here, AM 760.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
The blog is capitalgainsandgames.com. It's a must-read, by the way, according to the New York Times of the Obama White House, and listed by the Wall Street Journal as one of the top economic and fiscal blogs in America. Stan, glad that you're with me this morning, buddy.
Pleasure to be here so far.
Well, we're getting ready to take some phone calls and talking about health care, where we should go, what the president should say, and let's start with Betsy, who's listening to us in Minneapolis. Betsy, good morning.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, and I'm glad that the economics guy is here because he should know from the last time why Andy is right and why we shouldn't compromise. Because the last time we compromised, the banks got a bailout. This time if we compromise, the insurance companies are going to get a bailout. Sure, we'll insure more people at their rates under their circumstances, the way they want things. I think Obama will make a big mistake.
We didn't compromise in 1992-93, the last time we pushed for a major overhaul of the healthcare system under President Clinton. We stood firm, we stood tall, we went to the toe-to-toe, and for 16 years we had no reform whatsoever. That's the thing I don't understand. I don't want us to do that this time. That's the only point I'm making. I want the whole ball of wax. But at some point, if we don't get anything, I don't think nothing is a decent option.
Get it. If Obama says, look, this is what we're going to do. We're going to open Medicare to everyone. Let's see how it goes.
But we can't pass that. I mean,
why not?
I would agree. Well, there's just not enough votes.
Who's going to say no?
Well, I mean, right now, Betsy, there's...
What senior that's at all these town hall meetings wants to give up their Medicare?
Yeah, that's the odd part.
Not one.
Yeah,
senior needs this health plan. Not one, because they all have government health plan.
Yeah, Sam?
Betsy, first of all, I understand your frustration here. A couple of things. Seniors, you know, it's not so much. Let me put it this way. You're thinking rationally about this. And this is not a rational, it's a political system. And it's not clear to me that the seniors who've been screaming and yelling videotaped screaming and yelling at some of these town hall meetings actually have the facts about what's being discussed. In fact, I'm pretty sure they don't. They've just been scared. My mom is like that. My mom's 85 and lives in New Jersey and, you know, calls me every other day saying, oh, my God, they're going to do this, 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 and this. Let's go back, Rich, though. Medicare, when it was passed during the Johnson administration, the president couldn't get everything he wanted. First of all, it started during the Truman administration. They tried to get it. Truman couldn't. Eventually, Kennedy tried. He couldn't. Johnson did it with some compromises, got it in, and then continued to make changes as
right.
The program went through. Anybody who thinks that the healthcare system is working perfectly either has a lot of money and can pay for whatever they want, like they might have a private doctor who makes prescriptions for them or something at home, is already on Medicare and is very happy about it. But if you walk, you know, essentially, if you walk into an emergency room in any public hospital in the country, you know the system's not working. If you've been in a hospital, you know that at least half of what the nurses do is bookkeeping, trying to figure out who to bill an aspirin to as opposed to health care. It costs $1,000 to just check someone into an emergency room at a hospital. It's none of this makes any sense.
Yeah. Listen, Stan is going to be with us for the rest of the hour. So, we're going to be taking a lot of calls. Got a lot of calls on hold. So hang in there. We want to debate this issue, talk about this, see where we're going. The number to ring in, 866-557-7377. It's 28 minutes past the hour. This is the Bill Press Show this morning with Rich Masters and Stan Collender. We're going to be taking lots more calls after we take a quick commercial break, so make sure you come on back.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Painting is like giving your home a fresh coat of character. At Ace, we help make it easier, and now more affordable. For a limited time, get a $5 mail-in rebate on each gallon of select Royal paint, starting at $21.99, so you can make your bedroom a little brighter, give your living room a new look.
for everything you'll need, plus expert advice on making a big difference for a small price, hurry in to Ace, the helpful place. Participating stores only. Limit 10. See store for details.
Are you burdened with $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Struggling to get your life in order? Are you late or about to be? Let us help by settling your debt. If you are currently working and can afford making monthly payments, call our professionals today for a no-obligation analysis. Call 1-800-506-1675. 1-800-506-1675. You owe it to yourself and your family. Call Debt-Free Stimulus today at 1-800-506-1675. Debt-Free Stimulus is a debt-matching service. Individual results may vary, so please review all program terms.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Crews made quick work of...
My name is Marcia. I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process.
That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
They got a free trial of hydroxytone. Clinically proven hydroxytone has 3 of the top anti-aging ingredients in one jar. So it's easy to erase the appearance of wrinkles, tighten your skin, and make your frown lines disappear from view. If you want to take years off your appearance faster than you ever thought possible, call now for your risk-free trial of hydroxytone. For a limited time, you can try it before you buy it. Call 1-800-500-1189. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Get your risk-free trial at 1-800-500-1189. That number again is 1-800-500-1189.
Is your computer running slowly? Does it take more than 3 seconds for your email to load? Are you getting pop-ups? How about spam? Well, if you're experiencing any of these symptoms, your computer and your privacy are at risk. Because these are the telltale signs of a virus. It'll only get worse until you act. Get a free diagnosis at mycleanpc.com and optimize your PC.
I got the free diagnosis, and now my computer is lightning fast.
My computer never crashes anymore.
Talk about optimization. My computer isn't even this fast at work.
MyCleanPC.com will remove spyware, viruses, and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to MyCleanPC.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
All right, Tom. Take down this number.
Sorry, I can't. I'm driving. Can you call back and leave it on my voicemail?
When driving, make safety your most important call. This message brought to you by the wireless industry and this radio station.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
You're talking about it, we're talking about it. This is the Bill Press Show.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the Bill Press Show. On this Thursday, the 3rd of September, 33 minutes past the hour. My name is Rich Master, sitting in for Bill today. He is getting tan, rested, and ready for the healthcare debate, which starts next week. And joining me is Stan Collender. How you doing, Stan?
I'm good. You know, a little vitamin C is good for everybody, well, I would think.
I think so. You know, Bill needs it. He's the hardest working man in show business, and we'll be back at it on next week.
I thought
week.
That was you.
No. Okay. Unfortunately not. I got to read one of the listeners wrote in yesterday talking about me. She says, why do progressives continue to support President's policy in Afghanistan? I thought he was anti-war. And my favorite is her P.S. P.S. as the leading progressive metrosexual, referring to me, it looks like you'd use some hair plugs.
They can tell that on the radio?
Well, apparently. Ruth Smith did that email. So anyway, that was great. That made me laugh out loud this morning. Shifting gears a little bit. Jonathan Martin is a senior political reporter for Politico, really the best source of news for politics in America. It's the thing that pops up on my screen is whenever I fire it up in the morning. Jonathan Martin joins us now to talk about politics today. Jonathan, good morning. How are you doing, brother?
Morning. Good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. Listen, thanks so much for joining us. I know it's kind of a slow week. Everybody tries to relax a little because next week we kick in overdrive. So thanks for taking a little time out for us this morning.
Sure.
Let me ask about the president. They announced yesterday he's going to be doing a joint session of Congress. There's still some debate on whether the networks are even going to take this or not.
Right.
How critical is the president's address? I mean, how big of a home run does he have to hit to kind of jumpstart the whole health care debate?
You know, the White House has got to be sort of scratching their heads. They seemingly have tried everything, right? They've done town halls. They've done press conferences. They've done, you know, Rose Garden speeches. What is left? And I think now they have come to the conclusion after a rough summer that not only does he have to go to Congress for the whole sort of pomp of the imagery of speaking to a joint session, but he also has to go to Congress to basically tell them what he wants. And I think that's the big news here is this president starting to be more prescriptive, to borrow the phrase that we're hearing from the White House, as far as what he wants in this health care bill. He has so far left a lot of that to Congress, and I think that has hurt him somewhat politically in the sense that it's been easier for critics to beat up on this bill because it's so unknown what exactly is in there and what is not in there because there's different versions and we don't quite know what the president wants or what he doesn't want, and that's been easier for opponents. So I think he's addressing that issue by finally going up there and saying, well, this is what I'd like to see.
Hey, Jonathan, this is Stan Collinger. Good to talk with you.
Hey.
Do you get any sense the White House is going to, this is part of a coordinated effort, though, the White House is going to, the president will make the speech, but they'll have a series of things planned to coordinate messaging afterwards to show some support around the country for whatever it is the president's going to say? Or is this a one-off? I mean, one of the things I'm disappointed with as someone who works at a communications firm is that the communications effort, which was so good during the campaign, seems to have kind of fallen by the wayside a little bit.
Yeah, it's a great, great question. On the first part, I'm not sure if this is going to be it. Knowing this White House, my sense is that they will use this and they're putting him on the road a little bit outdoors to sort of try and get it out beyond the Beltway. As far as the second part of your question, it's a fascinating issue that I've been sort of curious about, too. These folks were so disciplined and so sharp on the campaign, running against John McCain, whose campaign was just the opposite. But they've had some real struggles this year, and I think that gets to a fundamental issue. It's a heck of a lot easier being disciplined on a campaign than it is as a president, in large part because in a campaign, you've got a universe of about, you know, really 30, 40 folks that matter on your campaign. When you're president, you've got to really, you have an entire party. You have an entire House and Senate and your own party. It's tougher to sort of all roll in the same direction than it is as a candidate. And I think the Obama folks are certainly learning that. And frankly, I don't think they were prepared for the backlash during August that a lot of their members faced out in districts.
You know, the thing that interested me, we were talking with Jonathan Martin from Politico.com. Check out their website if it's not already one of your favorites, bookmark. But, Jonathan, tell me, it seemed to me that where they were really caught flat-footed was it seemed like they were ready to debate the broad bill, but it's all kind of narrowed down to this, whether or not there's going to be a public option or not. It's all this whole massive health care bill is all right. Boiled down to this one kind of talking point.
And I think this gets back to the fundamental challenge that President Obama has had on health care. Because he has not waded into exactly what he wants, and he's left a lot of it to Congress, who couldn't get their work done in time, imagine that, and they had all these different versions out there, it made it right for critics on the right and the left. On the right, folks could claim that there were death panels or that there was going to be rationing or that even though it's clearly false, that illegal immigrants were going to be covered. And then on the left, the whole issue of public option, is it going to be there or is it not going to be there? It's in the sort of House version, but what's happening in Senate Finance? They haven't even passed a version yet. Is it going to be in there or not? So because of the fact that there was no one bill, because of the fact that President Obama hadn't laid out exactly what he wanted, it just made August so right for turning this thing into a pinata with folks on the right and the left swinging the bat.
Yeah, if I can just go back to what we were just talking about a second, though, wouldn't a great strategy be that President makes the speech, and the next day, somebody who's either on the fence or hasn't stated who's important in the debate, like an Olympia Snow, gets up and says, "You know, I think the president's made a lot of good points, and I want to make it. You know, I'm going to help him make this happen."
Well, that's the ideal, and I think if they can wire it like that, it would certainly be very helpful. And we have heard some whispering this week that you know, Snow is someone who still wants to play ball. Now, the challenge is that of that so-called gang of six that's writing this bill on the Senate Finance Committee, she seems to be the last Republican who is really interested. You know, Grassley and Enzi, the senators from Iowa and Wyoming, seemingly are drifting away from sort of hammering out a compromise here. So she could be one who is helpful. Or, guys, there's also talk about maybe the White House embracing some kind of tort reform as a lure to get some Republicans back to the table. So, I mean, I still think that we're in the seventh or eighth inning here, but there's still baseball to be played. There's still politics to be played. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens if they can lure any Republicans back, if they ram it through just with Democrats. You know, keep in mind, Democrats in the House and Senate want this president to succeed because their own political fate in large part is tied to his success. They can't give him nothing. He's got to have something to sign. Exactly how comprehensive that's going to be is the looming question for the fall, but they've really got to give him something to sign and call health care reform.
Isn't the opposite of that also true, though, that Republicans want to deny him a victory at any cost? That is, doesn't make any difference what he puts up there. They're going to vote against it for the most part.
Well, I think in the House that's certainly true. The Senate's a little bit of a different animal. That's largely true, but you may find a handful of folks that you can get just because that's the sort of nature of that body that you know sort of enjoys consensus and compromise. But there's no question that 90-95% of Republicans are looking at this through a prism of you know, yes, ostensibly we want health care reform, but my goodness, you know, if we deny him this victory, that's one more step for us, you know, on the way to getting the majority back. Here's the other thing, too. If you're a Republican and you make, you know, the Democrats walk the plank on a comprehensive health care bill, talking about moderate Democrats, they have then voted for a stimulus for an energy bill in the House, at least, and now for the health care bill, three really tough votes if you're a moderate Democrat from a red state. So, absolutely, there are a lot of Republicans who are looking at this as a huge political opportunity.
Great. Listen, Jonathan Martin, I think your insight is valuable and wise. And, again, Jonathan Martin from Politico.com. Check it out this morning if you don't already have it bookmarked as your favorite. Jonathan, again, thanks for taking time out of a slow week to be with us.
Thanks, guys. Talk soon.
All right. 18 minutes before the hour, this is the Bill Press Show this morning with Rich Masters.
Live streaming audio right now at the brand new BillPressShow.com. This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Ready for some good news on the housing front? Here it is. Right now is a great time to refinance your mortgage and lower your monthly payments with Quicken Loans. In fact, it may be the best opportunity to refinance you'll ever have. 30-year mortgage rates are as low as 5.375%, APR 5.476%. That means now is a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-719-7422. We're America's number one online lender for a number of very good reasons. Our quick and easy online process. Pre-approval in minutes. get to closing in less than half the time of most other lenders. And if you're interested in purchasing, rates as low as 5.375% on a 30-year fixed make it the best buyer's market in decades. To learn more, give us a call today at 800-719-7422 to experience the Quicken Loans difference for yourself. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-719-7422. That's 800-719-7422.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
New crash in the elevated portion of I-70. It's on the eastbound side, just near Colorado. York Street is where you're going to start hitting the backups. Also got this crash in the cleanup phase, 120th and Tejon. Our slowest spot, southbound 25, 104th to 84th, speeds in the teens in that stretch. Forecast, sunny to start, then partly cloudy, isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. Small chance of that in the foothills. Highs in the mid to upper 80s, right now 60 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
For the first time, the Home Depot has $5 off our top paint brands, Behr, Glidden, Ralph Lauren, and Fresh Air. $5 off 1 gallon cans and $20 off 5 gallon buckets by mail-in rebate. Savings you can put toward brushes, rollers, or to enjoy the extra day of your long weekend. Starting with $5 off our best paint brands. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through 9/7, U.S. only. See store for exclusions and details.
Imagine getting something that will never lose its value. Sound too good to be true? Well, it is true. Word is quickly spreading about the World Reserve's free private handout of armored safes, stocked with never-circulated U.S. government-issued coins and currency. These free armored safes are being turned over to the public who beat the giveaway deadline. To find out how to claim your armored safe, stocked with a personal hoard of brilliant uncirculated coins, you must call before the 72-hour shutoff. Call 1-800-300-9652. Frantic demand for U.S. government coins has caused the U.S. Mint to officially halt the sale of many coins. Today, the World Reserve is releasing their supply of these coins in free armored safes to the general public. These coins will never lose their cash value, no matter what, but you have to keep them safe. That's why the World Reserve Monetary Exchange is stocking these coins in a free armored safe for anyone who calls before the 72-hour shutoff. Find out how to request yours. Call 1-800-300-9652. 1-800-300-9652.
Here, AM 760.
I'm now hearing from consumers who've been using Leptothin with great results, losing 30 pounds or more by using Leptothin consistently twice a day for 60 days. So I asked the manufacturer to extend its money-back guarantee from 30 to 60 days because I want people to give it time to work. Leptothin addresses weight loss on a cellular level. It controls hunger and cravings and revs up your fat burning. Nothing like it is available in stores. Call now 800-700-DIET, 800-700-DIET, or go get thin.
Do you think anybody listening remembers who those are?
No.
No, I didn't think so.
I doubt. Anyway,
you probably don't even know. Okay.
We've got plenty of calls stacked up, and I want to get to them. And we'll start off with Shane. Shane's listening to us in Cleveland. Shane, good morning, brother. Welcome to the show. I appreciate you calling in.
Thanks, Rich. Do appreciate it. Hey, you're a very intelligent and reasonable guy, but you are on the wrong side of this one, my friend.
Okay, good. Tell me why.
This is the kind of thinking that's gotten us into this mess in the first place. We should have started out with single payer. The public option is a compromise position. This is a once in a lifetime chance to get this done. If we don't do it now, when is it ever going to happen? And the thing I would say about half a loaf being better than none, it is half a loaf is not better than no loaf in this case. I mean, it's still going to be a compromised position. It's still going to work out better for the insurance companies than us. If we can't get this done now, when? And the guy who called earlier, who was, all fired up and talking about throw the bums out, that's my position exactly. If we can't get it done with these guys, we need to seriously fall back and reassess our entire relationship with the Democratic Party and possibly raise a serious third-party position. This, to me, is the crux of the biscuit right here. This is the breaking point for me with the Democratic Party.
Yeah, I think that's, you bring an interesting point in that the problem is right now it doesn't appear, and I'm just looking at it as a realist. The public opinion on this is not going with us on this thing. And I think that the biggest problem is we haven't explained it well at all. And I think when you talk about single payer being kind of the original and that the compromise was a public option, most people don't really see it that way.
Yeah, and this is Stan again. You know, there are a lot of folks that I've been talking to here in Washington who are coming to the same conclusion you are, which is why they're increasingly saying, you know what, if the Republicans don't want to talk about this, then let's just use this, what they call reconciliation process. This is the thing which says, I don't need 60 votes, I only need 51
right.
to get this done.
Which I think is what we're going to have to do anyway.
And you know, and I from my perspective, I mean, the Republican threats to shut down the Senate if they go that way. First of all, reconciliation is not a gimmick, it's not a way around the rules. It's actually been in the law since 1974. It's something Republicans used repeatedly to get their own policies done without having
Reagan tax cuts, Bush tax cuts, all were passed with reconciliation. I mean,
the biggest
correct?
User of it was David Stockman when he was right. Reagan's, you know, OMB director. So, and if they want to threaten to shut down the Senate and basically shut down the government as happened in the mid 90s, then we should just call them on it. Say, if you want to be responsible for people not getting visas and not being able to go into national parks, and shutting down the government the way it was before, then go for it. You know, you can take that responsibility.
All right. Don's listening to us in Buffalo, beautiful Buffalo, New York. Don, good morning, my friend. Welcome to the show. I appreciate you calling in.
Good morning, gentlemen, and I just wanted to bring to your attention, during the president's inaugural speech, he did say, I will be president for all of you, including those who did not vote for me. 46% of the electorate did not vote for him. He's aware of that fully, and we need to stop going around thinking that this was a landslide and an overwhelming mandate here. I think that this situation is not rocket science. We know the insurance companies, not playing fair, and I think it's very simple. Give the consumer the power to decide, even if my employer doesn't carry a particular insurance group, you have the empowerment to choose someone else. That's what the free market is all about, not monopoly by the government or individuals within the industry. And that's my bit, and good job, Mr. Masters. I prefer you much more than the host of this show.
Whoa. No, no, no. Thank you. Thank you, Don. We love us some Bill Press, though. And I'm sure there's probably thousands of people this morning who would disagree with me because they disagree with kind of my position on this. Andre's listening to us in Chicago. Andre, listen, I appreciate you calling in this morning, brother. Calling in from Chicago, Illinois. Good morning. Happy Thursday to you, brother.
Good morning to you guys as well. Hey, I just wanted to say that I think your first caller hit the nail on the head. He was right that nothing is not an option. Never mind the fact that we've given the Democrats the presidency and control of Congress to get this done, but more importantly, we know that the healthcare system, if left intact, will bankrupt our country in the not-too-distant future, and I'm sure your guests can expound upon that a little bit more. Republicans just simply don't care, and it's well within their right to not care. But trying to work with them is a lose-lose proposition. They're going to go against everything that is proposed for the sake of power. They're not country first, they're power first. And if we've learned nothing from Jack Abramoff and Tom DeLay, it's that they're more concerned with power than anything else.
Yeah, Andre, listen, I agree with you, and I think you're right. And at this point, we're not negotiating with Republicans. They are pretty much, except for a handful here and there, this is still about getting enough of a Democratic majority to take a very, very difficult votes, you know, back in their home districts and their home states. So I agree with you on that. And, Stan, let me talk to you about the budget implications of this. I mean, he brought about the fact that the current health care system as it stands right now is unsustainable. Again, one of my reasons for saying I think something is better than absolutely nothing. Not anything is better than nothing, but something that gets 90% of us, 90% of it there, to me, is better. Budgetarily, I think he brings up a good point.
Well, we're going to have to deal with Medicare by the, you know, within 3 or 4 years. Medicare is about to go belly up if we don't fix it. We're just too many people coming on the rolls. The costs are too high. You know, the population's getting older, and we tend to spend a lot more money on Medicare in people's final few years of life. So that has to be part of whatever solution it is. And one of the criticisms so far is that people don't yet see where the savings are coming from on Medicare. So that's something that's going to have to be tweaked. You know, there's no doubt about that. In addition, we've got, you know, big tax breaks for health insurance and those types of things. So healthcare isn't, you know, bankrupting the country. And bankrupting is too strong. But That big problem about the deficit that we always hear people talking about, that we're going to have to start addressing it. The president's absolutely right. If we don't deal with Medicare and Medicaid, we can't possibly address the deficit situation.
Great. Thanks, Stan Colliter. Stan will be back with a couple more comments. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more of the show after a minute.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Of all the things made just for women, like
manicure, pick a color, sweetheart.
Or
for you, happy anniversary, honey.
Maybe this is one of the most important. New Centrum Silver Ultra Women's, a scientifically advanced complete multivitamin for women over 50. It also has vitamin D, which emerging science suggests helps support breast health, and more calcium for bone health. New Centrum Silver Ultra Women's. More calcium refers to leading women 50 plus multivitamin brands. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
In this ever-changing world, Illity is essential. Illity creates versatility and respectability. But where do you get Illity? With an MBA earned from DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management, Illity is easy to find. The credibility you expect, the flexibility you need, and the ability to balance work, school, and life. Attend classes online or at our 85-plus locations nationwide. Learn more at keller.edu. Keller, your professional edge for 35 years.
Snee grab, bargain spelled backward.
Dragonfly Eco Goods, Denver's newest green living store, is more than an in-store. It's a destination for the environmentally conscious shopper. With products like handmade jewelry made from 100-year-old bottles to cards that can be planted to bloom into wildflowers, you can find something green for you or your home. Visit DragonflyEcoGoods.com or stop in at the corner of 32nd and Tejon and mention this ad to receive 20% off your first purchase. Dragonfly Eco Goods, making green a part of your life.
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19. Only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
A chance to try one of the most powerful weight loss breakthroughs ever discovered for free. It's called Apamine, and it's only available in right-size smoothies. In a moment, I'll give you the toll-free number you can call to start losing weight for free. Years of clinical testing helped earn Right-Size a government patent, and now it's being made available to the public. Its unique, clinically powerful combination of ingredients allows you to lose weight naturally and effortlessly, without feeling hungry or deprived. And if you don't lose the weight, you never pay for the smoothies. For 2 full weeks free, call now, 1-800-500-3305. Apamine is one of the most powerful weight loss discoveries ever available. While supplies last, you can experience it free for 2 full weeks. Again, to reserve your free 2-week trial, call now, 1-800-500-3305. 1-800-500-3305. That's 1-800-500-3305.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the Bill Press Show on this Thursday, September the 3rd. My name is Rich Masters, sitting in for Bill this morning, and so glad to have you along for a listen this morning. Appreciate it. Bill will be back right and early on Monday morning. I'll be in again tomorrow. I look forward to hearing your comments, BillPressShow.com, and you can send me your comments, and of course I'll read them tomorrow on the air. It's about 2.5 minutes before the top of the hour. You got to be working at the top. You got about 2.5 minutes to get there. Stan Colliter, my guest. You got some big scoop on the blog this morning. The name is CapitalGainsAndGames.com.
Nicely done, Rich. I appreciate that. I did just a quick post this morning. It's something been bothering me for a while. You remember the phrase death tax?
Yes,
right?
I do.
It was we don't actually tax death. The death tax was really about the estate tax. And
correct.
Maybe three people in the country have enough money to have their estate taxed when they die. They change the name, call it the death tax, because everybody dies and everyone's worried about it for their family. Well, they've done the same thing with healthcare with the word entitlement. oh, it's an entitlement. You know, this. Well,
oh,
I mean,
yeah, it's a scary word.
Right. You know, I mean, there's something pejorative, something negative about it. The truth is we've had an entitlement for health care maybe for 100 years. That is, if you're sick, you get health care. You may have to go to an emergency room to get it, but you get it. So don't anyone be fooled by this, that it's an entitlement or a new entitlement. It's just the death tax revisited.
They're just trying to rebrand it.
Right, and scare the hell out of everybody.
Yeah. Well, the Republicans do a very good job at scaring the hell out of everybody, and we're in the business of telling the truth. Listen, I appreciate Stan. Thanks for joining me. Jonathan
Anytime.
Martin from Politico and Larry Korb from the Center for American Progress. Thanks to all our callers for calling in. Great debate.
He's the Bill Press.
Attention homeowners. President Obama just passed the Homeowner Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the U.S. Loan Assistance Center at 800-590-5390. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate, and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the U.S. Loan Assistance Center was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-590-5390. Again, that's 800-590-5390. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the U.S. Loan Assistance Center today at 800-590-5390. You don't have equity or good credit. You just need to call 800-590-5390. Not available in all states.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. It's that time of year.
Just back to school. I can afford to let her get so many.
This year, a lot of Americans can't afford to spend money. Chain stores are checking in with their August sales results this morning, and in most cases, they're lower. Retailing analyst Ken Perkins blames the late Labor Day holiday and penny-pinching shoppers.
Instead of buying three or four things this year, they're buying two or three things, and instead of going a little more upscale or buying brand names, they're going downscale and buying private labels and going to off-price retailers.
A fresh reading on jobs came out a short time ago. The government counted 570,000 new unemployment claims last week. That was down 4,000 from the week before. Being out of work can leave psychological as well as financial scars. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan, in what way, Steve?
Well, you name it, people seem to be going through it.
Deep personal, financial, and psychological effects.
Carl Van Horn at Rutgers University with a national study finding people traumatized by losing their jobs.
Losing sleep, they're worrying more, they're afraid to
play it straight, mobile.
AM 76, MI 120, new tax airways, I think northbound and south. Frank demands traffic update with John out of Colorado Golf Club. I want to thank Tom Farrell. You're awesome. Also met a new guy out at Evergreen.
Find a job or opting to stay in school. Well, you may not have to roll up your sleeves twice to get enough protection against the H1N1
20th in South Boulder Road. I want to thank Tom Farrell. Let's get a traffic update for you, Dave. Tom, the new guy out of Evergreen.
Receiving Novartis' Celtura vaccine developed a resistance to H1N1 with only a single shot, although two doses seemed to provide more protection. What's the significance? Not only would your arm feel better if only one
should give
shot
in.
Is
it's
needed,
cool for you, Dave.
Go for it.
Forecast.
Most Frank.
In the charred ruins on the outskirts of Los Angeles, they're picking up the pieces.
This is Steve Futterman in Los Angeles. Most homes now appear to be safe, and most evacuation orders have been lifted. But not every ending is happy. This woman returned to her home only to see nothing left.
A lot of memories and a pile of ash, so it's pretty rough.
There are still a number of hot spots, and one new evacuation order for around 20 homes was issued this morning.
Excerpts of Edward Kennedy's memoir, True Compass, are out, and they shed light on the impact Chappaquiddick and the death of Mary Jo Kopechne had on Kennedy's life. Kennedy biographer Peter Canellos.
Tina, who is Terry's sister.
Good evening.
Tina, who is Terry's sister.
This is Steve Futterman in Los
Angeles. Instead of buying three or four, I think what hadn't been known was that he had carried that remorse with him quite as much as he has over the last 40 years.
We apologize for the technical difficulties. Military officials say two American soldiers have died in a vehicle accident in northern Iraq. More than 4,300 service members have been killed since the start of the war. S&P futures are up 5.5 points. This is CBS News.
For the first time, the Home Depot has $5 off our top paint brands, Behr, Glidden, Ralph Lauren, and Fresh Air. $5 off 1 gallon cans and $20 off 5 gallon buckets by mail-in rebate. Savings you can put toward brushes, rollers, or to enjoy the extra day of your long weekend. Starting with $5 off our best paint brands. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through 9/7 U.S. only. See store for exclusions and details.
And now, another reason to switch to Geico.
Every month, we get lots of letters telling us how much folks like Geico's claim service. And I quote, "The adjuster assigned to my claim was incredible. He walked me through everything." Then there's this one. Geico.com is very useful and lets you track your claims. And this. "I filed a claim at 4:15 on Thursday afternoon, and my car was in the shop at 10 a.m. on Friday." And my personal favorite, "Easy Squeezy Lemon Peasy."
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
I'm David Kao with an AM760 local news update. Supporters of a climate change bill before Congress are urging Colorado's Democratic senators not to weaken the legislation. Members of groups including Environment Colorado and the Denver Area Labor Federation, among others, will gather outside Michael Bennett and Mark Udall's office in support of the bill, which would impose limits on greenhouse gases. Controversy over President Obama's plan to give a nationally televised speech on education to students next Tuesday. Some parents are afraid the message will be political. In the Englewood School District, Superintendent Sean McDaniel has a plan for that.
If it does turn political, we are in no way interested in several captive audiences around the district listening to a political rally of any kind. We unplug it at that point.
McDaniel tells 9 News he's letting principals and teachers decide whether to show the speech. The economic crisis has hit Focus on the Family. The conservative Christian group says it's laying off 8% of its workforce. They're lined up at 10th and Broadway, camping out for the Sports Authority's annual SNIA Grab sale. Reba Stoner came from Texas last Wednesday, and she's first in line.
We read, we rollerblade, they roller skate, hit all the restaurants in town.
Many in the SNIA Grab line say they camp in line every year. Sports. Rockies beat the Mets last night 5-2. They go for the sweep this afternoon at Coors Field, and the Broncos host Arizona in their final preseason game tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where it's a mess in spots as you're out and about. We've got an accident eastbound I-70. This one occurred right around Colorado, blocking up the left side of the highway. We're seeing single-digit speeds all the way from I-25, so that drive over the elevated is going to take you at least a half hour as you're traveling in those eastbound lanes. Sluggish on the westbound side. Do factor this into your ride if you've got to get out to DIA. We've also got an accident. This is westbound 76. Started right around 74. Then it sounds like there's a crash in the backups near Highway 85. Again, very slow speeds. They're dropping into the single digits as you're making your way in from Brighton. We've got an accident in the cleanup stages, 120th and Tejon. And then there's a crash downtown, Spear and Champa. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We do have a chance of seeing some afternoon showers today, most likely after 3. It's going to be a partly cloudy day with a high of about 86 degrees. Currently, we're at 58. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee beans are chosen from the top 3% available in the world, then batch roasted until they pop twice for a distinctive flavor. All for just $1.50 a cup. Come to participating Starbucks and get a tall Pike Place roast today. Price good at participating Starbucks, plus tax if applicable.
For the first time, the Home Depot has $5 off our...
Attention Northern Colorado. Join Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts, Wednesday, September 9th at 6:30 p.m. in Loveland at the Addison Avenue Credit Union for a solar community event. Learn how to use rebates and incentives to save up to 60% on solar. Save even more when you join with your neighbors to create a solar community. Visit solarips.com/Loveland today to RSVP or call 303-443-0115. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts.
Love it.
Jay Marvin. Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
707 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota. I'll be here all week. Tip your waiters and waitresses. Big show for you. Very, very busy today. At 7:30, we're going to have on Congresswoman Diana DeGette from Denver. We're going to do a whole hour with her, taking your calls about health care. That's from 7:30 to 8:30. At 9 a.m., author Thomas Frank, good friend of mine, he's the author of course, What's the Matter with Kansas? He is a Wall Street Journal columnist. He's been writing his latest columns about health care. And then at 9:30, Colorado Polls founder and writer Jason Bain, he's going to give us the rundown on all the political gossip here in Colorado. I was at the healthcare rally last night. It was a great rally. A lot of people out, packed crowd, good, great speakers, really, really fantastic. Had a really, really good time seeing a lot of you out there. Weather was great. Had a weird encounter with John Hickenlooper, or really a non-encounter. God, that guy's weird. He was really, really just a weird dude. He kind of avoided me like the plague. It was really strange. I was the keynote speaker, and I spoke, and then I went off to the side, and Hickenlooper then showed up, and he was a little late, and he went and said hello to like everybody on the side of the stage, and I went up to say hello to him, and just because I was standing there, and he sort of gave me this blank stare and like immediately moved on. It was really, really weird. And I later found out from a couple people that he may not have been all that comfortable. Apparently, this is what I heard. I don't know if it's true, but apparently he may not have been all that comfortable being on the same stage with us. And his speech actually was pretty telling. Hickenlooper made sure to say that he's not a radical, because of course you have to be a quote unquote radical to support a public option and to support universal health care. It was really kind of a douchey speech, actually. He was like, you know, hey, I'm not a bleeding heart liberal. I'm not a radical guy. You know, like he needed to preface that.
He needed to cover his butt before he started talking.
Because showing up to a rally for universal health care is just radical.
Man.
That's just crazy.
What a crazy dude.
That's just crazy. I mean, he's really out there on a limb supporting a public option that 77% of the public supports. That's just crazy. Anyway, it was kind of a weird thing. John Hickenlooper, not my favorite politician. But look, politics is never, at least in my mind, it's never personal. Politics is politics, and these politicians, even the best of them, they're opportunists, and it's up to us. The most important thing in politics are not the personalities. The most important thing in politics are forcing these politicians to do the right thing. So hey, John Hickenlooper, I'm glad that he was at the rally, even if he looked at me like I had cooties or something. And I'm glad he was at the rally, even though he needed to preface his speech by reminding everybody that he's not a crazy, kooky radical. But I'm glad that he was at least at the event. We need as many of these folks to support, publicly support, universal health care as possible. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a couple news updates, and then we will get to Congresswoman Diana to get at 7:30 a.m. So start thinking about your questions for her. We're going to be taking calls all hour for Congresswoman Diana to get on the issue of health care. So start thinking about that. Let's go to our news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
All right, we'll do a national news update to start. Washington Post reports President Obama is proposing to add more than $85 billion to the nation's budget deficits over the next decade to extend two tax breaks for the working poor, a move critics on Wednesday blasted as a violation of Obama's pledge to supposedly pay for new policies. The tax breaks were included in the economic stimulus package Obama signed soon after taking office in January and are scheduled to expire in 2011. But last week, in its mid-year update of the federal budget, the White House said it plans to extend the tax cuts through 2019 without covering the cost by cutting spending or raising taxes elsewhere. Now, what I don't understand about the critics here, I mean, I really don't understand this. These same critics are the people who voted for the bailout, for the bank bailout, with no concern whatsoever for the deficits. I mean, literally, these people voted to add $1 trillion to the deficit. And now they're claiming that they're deficit hawks when it comes to tax, small tax breaks for the working poor. It just shows you who Washington works for and does not work for. Denver Post reports a consumer group says insurers United Health and WellPoint pressured their employees to contact members of Congress and lobby against health care reform proposals. In a letter to California Attorney General Jerry Brown, Consumer Watchdog maintains that both companies violated state labor laws. In one email, United Health Group offered workers help in getting touch with elected officials. The letter advises employees to attend a town hall meeting. WellPoint, a Blue Cross Blue Shield operator in Indianapolis, said in its email that the laws could cause tens of millions of Americans to lose private health coverage and end up in a government-run insurance plan. And apparently, the allegation is that those efforts to pressure employees violate state labor laws. Wall Street Journal reports Senate Democrats are revisiting proposals to raise taxes on high-income people to help pay for an overhaul of the health care system. It's about time. The main proposal getting renewed attention is one by President Obama that would limit the federal tax deductions for higher-income families for mortgage interest and other widely claimed purposes, said two senior Senate Democratic aides. Let me just make an aside here. You know, I've never understood why we allow mortgage interest for mortgages, let's say, over, I don't know, $500,000 or $1 million to be written off, right? I mean, it makes sense if you're trying to encourage home ownership that you let people write off their mortgage interest for a middle-class home. And, you know, middle-class home, $200,000, $300,000, $350,000, even $400,000 in some of the big bubble housing economies. But I've never understood why there's no cap on that. Why you can buy $1 million home, which is clearly not a middle-class home, and write off all your mortgage interest. These are the kinds of tax giveaways to the rich that are throughout the federal budget that seems to me we could fix, save the money. I mean, somebody has a $1 million home, I'm sorry. You don't need a government subsidy. And you at least don't need a government subsidy on, let's say, the interest over $500,000 or $600,000, whatever number. The fact that there's no limit there, it's just a giveaway to rich people. I'm sorry, I don't think that taxpayers should have to subsidize the mortgage of a $2 million mansion. So those are the tax policies the Obama administration is looking to address, potentially save money from, and put into health care. It's a good idea, if you ask me. Denver Post reports the drawn-out battle over contentious pro-labor legislation is ramping up again as Congress returns to work this month. Wednesday, a business group held events in Colorado and other states to urge lawmakers to oppose the Employee Free Choice Act, which would make it easier for unions to organize workplaces. Business leaders argue that the measure could lead, of course, to widespread job losses. A lot of nonsense. Labor officials are planning their own television ad blitz in response. In the Congress, the bill is floundering. Democrats are now working to gut the bill. Politico reports the headline, "Uphill Fight for Wall Street Crackdown." President Barack Obama plans to use the one-year anniversary of Lehman Brothers' collapse to prod Congress to crack down on Wall Street, but it may not do much good. Democrats have vowed to overhaul the nation's financial regulatory scheme this year, but, quote-unquote, I love this word, stakeholders on all sides of the issue, read lobbyists, are feeling increasingly uncertain about the prospects for legislative action this fall. Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin, you may remember, during that cram-down debate, the debate over whether to give bankruptcy judges the power to force banks to change the terms of their loans so as to prevent foreclosures. In that debate, Dick Durbin said, "Banks frankly own this place." He's talking about the Congress. And now we're seeing, you know, an uphill fight for Wall Street crackdown is the headline. After a Wall Street basically wrecked the economy. It's pathetic. Also from the pathetic file, this headline from Roll Call. Senator Lincoln reverses position on the public option. Senator Blanche Lincoln, the Democrat of Arkansas, still facing the prospect of a tough re-election battle in 2010, has reversed her position on the public insurance option, saying Tuesday she will oppose the measure as part of health care reform after previously expressing support for the policy. Now, the craziest part about this is her rationale. Quote, "For some in the Democratic caucus, when they talk about a public option, they're talking about another entitlement program, and we can't afford that right now as a nation. I'm not going to vote for a bill that's not deficit neutral." Of course, she voted for the bailout. Just remember that. "And I'm not going to vote for a bill that doesn't do something about curbing the cost in the out years. I would not support a solely government-funded public option. We can't afford that." Now, what she's not saying, of course, is that the public option as proposed is self-financed. It's financed through premiums. The proposal is not to use taxpayer money to subsidize the public option. The proposal is to self-finance this through premiums. So her rationale for bailing out of the public option is a lie, as is her rationale that getting rid of the public option in a health care reform bill would somehow save costs. Without a public option, there is less competition, which would continue to drive up health care costs. I mean, this is not frickin' rocket science. Apparently it is to the senator from Arkansas. Couple more national news stories. UN Chief Ban Ki-moon told a meeting of some 150 governments on Thursday that time is running out for a new climate deal to cut greenhouse gas emissions. He said, "We are heading towards an abyss." President Obama, hoping to salvage his politically endangered health care overhaul, will give a State of the Union-style address featuring fresh and more detailed arguments for revamping the system. White House aides saying two different things on whether he's going to support the public option or not. That's the key issue, and they are mum on that. Apparently, the speech has not yet been written. And the final national news story. Older Americans will make up virtually all of the growth in the U.S. workforce in the coming years as a nearly unprecedented number hold on to jobs and younger people decide to stay in school. The study by the Pew Research Center, an independent research group, highlights a rapidly graying labor market due to longer lifespans and aging baby boomer population. And here's the key, a souring economy that has made it harder to retire. So we are effectively asking people to, the economy is forcing people to retire later because Wall Street has crushed their 401ks and the job market is so bad. It's pretty depressing stuff. That's your national news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
All right, stick around. We're going to do a Colorado news update next. A lot of a lot more news out there in Colorado. And at 7:30, we're going to have Congresswoman Diana DeGette on the line for an hour to take your calls on health care. Later on in the broadcast, Tom Frank at 9 a.m., the author of What's the Matter with Kansas. At 9:30, we'll get an update from Colorado Polls, the big political website. And I will also play you a clip from Rachel Maddow later on, probably after the Diana DeGette interview, about Michael Bennett from the Rachel Maddow television show. So stick around for that. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Got a couple of major accidents. One on eastbound I-70 near Colorado Boulevard. It's blocking the left-hand lane. Backups all the way to 25. Also got a crash westbound 76 near 74th Avenue. Getting out of Henderson and Commerce City, really bad there, beginning at 96th. Also got a crash in the backups out near Highway 85, so avoid that if you can. Three-vehicle accident, Spear and Champa. Also got a crash on 85 near 88. Your forecast today, mostly sunny, perhaps a few afternoon clouds. Small chance for thunderstorms along the Front Range and foothills. Look for high around 87 degrees. Right now, 60 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Beat the summer heat with low Walmart prices on everyone's favorite brands of ice cream.
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We are a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
REI asks, just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out at the REI Labor Day Sale. You'll find great deals on gear that can help your family and friends get outside and end summer on a high note. Save up to 30% on select camping, hiking, cycling, and backpacking gear. All backed by our 100% guarantee. The REI Labor Day Sale, August 28th through September 7th. Stop by your local REI retailer or shop REI.com. REI. Find out.
Are you in the market for a quiet, friendly apartment community? We didn't think so.
Oh, my God.
Tuesday, September 8th.
I'm not a prostitute.
Move in to television's most notorious address.
Just ask the people who used to live here.
This is Melrose Place.
I've done something really bad.
The must-see series premiere, right after the season premiere of 90210, only on the CW.
Taking a knee should run the clock out right before the half.
So Walmart checks other stores' prices so I don't have to. And if there's a better price out there, they'll even match it. Which means I spend less time shopping around and more time doing the important things. Like catching the halftime show.
Okay, ready? 2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate? Yay!
Save money. Live better. Walmart. Walmart will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details.
Welcome to Madame Saralina, psychic and fortune teller. What brings you here?
Listen, I don't really believe in...
Silence!
Oh.
I sense you have satellite dish, yes?
How'd you know that?
Because you're unhappy.
That's true.
And your connection to internet?
It's the worst!
Yes, yes, I see good things in your future. I see.
What is it?
Comcast. Now we listen to announcer.
Right now, Comcast Digital Starter Cable is just $29.99 a month, and Performance High-Speed Internet is only $24.99 a month, each for 6 months. Get them both, and HBO is included. With Comcast Digital Cable, you get on-demand with hundreds of movies and shows you can watch on your schedule. And our high-speed internet is fast and loaded with features, including McAfee to keep your computer safe online. Call 1-800-COMCAST to order. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Offer ends 9/21/09. Restrictions apply. After 6 months, regular rates apply. Equipment, taxes, and installation fees extra. Call for details.
Boy, yeah, you got that right.
7:25 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin, going up into the 80s today. 7:30, we're going to have a discussion with Congresswoman Diana DeGette about health care for an hour. We'll be taking your calls. For that hour, let's do a quick Colorado news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
Westward reports that Douglas County school will allow parents to opt out of letting their kids watch President Obama's upcoming speech to the nation's school children. The right-wing lunatics in this country are absolutely freaking out that the president is going to give a speech about the importance of education and hard work in school to the nation's school children on September 8th. One Republican Party official calling this a socialist plot. And I got to tell you something. If you have a problem with the President of the United States speaking to the nation's school children about the need to take schoolwork seriously, you've got severe problems. You've got severe hate issues. President Reagan and President George H.W. Bush both did the same exact thing. Except the difference was that Reagan and Bush actually talked about really controversial issues. Reagan promoted the value of a defense buildup. George H.W. Bush promoted his controversial drug war. All Barack Obama is going to do is say that schoolwork and education is a good thing. So if you're freaking out about this, you've got serious, serious problems. You need a team of doctors working on you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to try to diagnose your problem. If you have if you're seriously enraged by President Obama going to speak to the nation's school children, here's a news update. President Obama is the president, and maybe you should just accept that. There was an election. It happened. I know there's a lot of people out there. Actually, not a lot. There's a minority of people out there who can't stand, who can't sleep at night knowing that there is an African-American president. But that's the reality. Deal with it. Denver Post reports Governor Bill Ritter on Wednesday scrapped his plan to divert money from drunken driving enforcement to shore up the state budget. Ritter's change of heart came after law enforcement officials and others raised legitimate public safety concerns, said the governor's spokesman, Evan Dreyer. Denver Post also reports Colorado programs start to feel the pain of Ritter's budget cuts. Governor Ritter's $260 million package of budget cuts has started to take effect this week, and agencies across the state are feeling the effects. Fort Collins, Colorado reports that Rocky Mountain National Park is going to be considered for one of the nation's new observatories on climate change. Healthcare Town Hall out on the West Slope, Congressman John Salazar will have a meeting tonight on healthcare. You can find information on that at the Grand Junction Sentinel's website. Namaste Solar, whose President Blake Jones introduced President Obama on February 17th before he signed the stimulus package into law in Denver, said Wednesday it's landed its first contract helped along by provisions in that federal stimulus package. So that's good news. Pueblo Chieftain reports that Governor Ritter has issued an executive order telling state agencies to cut up to $320 million by the end of June 2010. And he told the lawmakers, cuts are non-negotiable. The order was signed Saturday, and he's potentially going to be asking for more cuts. And in our final Colorado news story, there's a Denver Post story headlined, Good News, Bad News for Colorado Low-Income Health Clinics. Health clinics for the poor must chop $32.9 million from their budgets at the same time that they are receiving millions in stimulus dollars to expand, creating a situation where new buildings may stand empty. So new money coming in, but some money being cut. You should check that story out at the Denver Post. That's your Colorado news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
Okay, after the break, we're going to have on Congresswoman Diana DeGette for an hour to take your calls and questions about health care. I've got a couple questions for her myself. Later on in the broadcast at 9, Thomas Frank, the author of What's the Matter with Kansas, he's been writing some columns for the Wall Street Journal about health care. 9:30, an interview with Colorado Polls founder and writer Jason Bain. After our interview with Diana DeGette at 8:30, I'm going to play you a clip from the Rachel Maddow Show about Senator Michael Bennett. Rachel Maddow holding his feet to the fire. It's a good clip last night. We'll play that for you. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Crash westbound I-70 in the elevated portion around Colorado. These backups stop and go to Havana. Also crashes near Commerce City westbound 76 at 74th Avenue. Also a crash in the backups near Highway 85. So basically from 85 all the way to 74th, going to show you speeds in the single digits. Barely moving there. Also barely moving southbound 25, 120th to 84th, as well as eastbound I-70 Sheridan to Colorado where we had an earlier accident. Your forecast, sunny to start, partly cloudy with isolated thunderstorms this afternoon, highs in the mid to upper 80s. Right now, 61 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee buyers travel the world and taste more than 250,000 cups of coffee a year to ensure the highest quality beans for your cup. All that for just $1.50 a cup. Come to participating Starbucks and get a tall Pike Place roast today. Price go to participating Starbucks, plus tax if applicable.
I'm now hearing from consumers who've been using Leptothin with great results.
Can you guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Hi, this is Dan Johnson, General Manager of Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. And due to the recent success of the Cash for Clunkers program, we are running out of pre-owned vehicles. We had to crush most of our recent trade-ins and must replenish our used car lot. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet will pay you 110% of book value or more, whether you buy a vehicle from us or not. We would love to sell you a new or used vehicle, and because of our low overhead, we can sell them for less. We don't have fancy showrooms, we just have the lowest prices. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at LynnLyleChevy.com.
This is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Are you looking for that perfect piece to accent your favorite room? PosterCheckout.com has over 300,000 art prints, posters, and canvas transfers to choose from. They have the best prices for art and posters on the internet. Visit PosterCheckout.com to peruse their large selection and great prices. There's also free shipping on every order, $35 or more. Also, this month, be sure to check out Bargain Watch for a discount code from PosterCheckout.com. That's PosterCheckout.com.
Is required. Consider volunteering today.
Call 1-877-505-8130. That's 1-877-505-8130. 1-877-505-8130. Or visit chroniclowbackpainstudy.com.
AutoZone. These are the hottest days of summer and the hardest on your engine. So don't skip an oil change.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Right now at AutoZone, get a free Fram Extra Guard oil filter when you buy 5 single quarts or 1 5 plus quart oil change jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil. See AutoZone for restrictions and details. Protect your engine through the summer. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
REI asks, just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out at the REI Labor Day Sale. You'll find great deals on gear that can help your family and friends get outside and end summer on a high note. Save up to 30% on select camping, hiking, cycling, and backpacking gear. All backed by our 100% guarantee. The REI Labor Day Sale, August 28th to September 7th. Stop by your local REI retailer or shop REI.com. REI, find out.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. And we've got a lot of healthcare news, obviously, dominating the national political debate. And one of the people who is going to be central in that final legislative negotiation is Congresswoman Diana DeGette. She serves on the relevant committee that deals with health care in the House, and she's going to be she's on our show. She's on the line right now, and she'll be on this show for an hour taking your calls about health care. Congresswoman, thanks so much for taking the time this morning.
David, it's great to be with you this morning.
So the healthcare debate is obviously the major thing that Congress is going to be dealing with when it reconvenes next week. What do you think the summer, the August recess, has meant for healthcare?
Well, I think we'll know better when I get back next week what sort of what the mood of the members of Congress is. I must say the month started out a little bit rocky with these town hall meetings that were disrupted by, frankly, people who were not helpful and who were misleading in their statements. Having said that, I think what that did, though, was kind of awakened the public towards these issues. And as I've gone around through the month of August, I'm finding more and more average citizens are just really interested in what's happening in the bill. They're thinking about what it means. And I think it sparked a really healthy national debate. So we'll see what the mood of Congress is when we get back next week.
The debate, at least the legislative debate, I mean, there's been a debate over things that aren't part of the legislative debate, like death panels and all sorts of other nonsense. But the actual debate over the actual legislation in Congress has honed in on the so-called public option. And At times you hear President Obama say different things about it. First he says it's really important. Then he says it's only a piece of this bill. Where do you come down on the importance of the public option? Is it absolutely critical in your mind, or is it only just a small sliver, as President Obama referred to it at one point?
Well, the public option really is a relatively small part of the bill. But it is an extremely important part of the bill. And And if you don't mind if I take 1 second to explain why, because I don't think that that's the, people are saying public option, no public option, but nobody is talking about why it's important. The way the bill is set up, everybody who has health insurance right now, which is over 80% of Americans and who likes it, can stay in those insurance plans. The good news is, of course, we say insurance companies cannot restrict your coverage because of pre-existing conditions. You can't be thrown off of your insurance because you change jobs or lose your job. And these annual and lifetime caps on benefits won't apply. That's for people currently in insurance. Then what happens is for the people who don't have insurance, which is about 47 million people, then they will be allowed to go into this insurance exchange that will be set up to allow insurance companies to compete against each other for offering plans to cover people. And one of the plans that we have in that insurance exchange that people could choose if they wanted to, we're not forcing anybody to go into it, will be what we call this public option. And what that is it would basically be an insurance plan run by the government. Now, having said that, it would still accept premiums like the private plans did, and it would have to comply with all the same rules that the private plans do. But the reason why we think that that public option is important within this exchange is because we don't understand how we can get competition with the private for-profit insurance companies if we don't have some kind of nonprofit alternative.
And just one note to back that up is that there are many markets out there, many geographic markets where one company dominates the market, where there is no competition. The idea of competition in insurance, I mean, this is not some made-up issue. This is a huge problem across the country where you have, in many places, one or maybe two insurers who basically have 70-80% of the non-Medicare, Medicaid patient population.
Well, that's exactly right. And in fact, the insurance industry is the one industry that's exempt from the antitrust law. So in Pueblo, Colorado, for example, over 80% of the market is controlled by one for-profit insurance company. And what that means is there's no competition to either increase quality of care for patients or decrease insurance premiums. That's why we think it's important that within this exchange we get some kind of competition. So what I've been saying is, you know, and a lot of people, I think this is, you know, government funded and people be forced to go into it and it'll turn into single payer, which, you know, that's a debate you can have another time. But in fact, the way it's set up is not that way. It's set up as sort of an alternative that's a nonprofit alternative that's going to be offering, health care plans to people. And we hope it will add that competitive element that will force insurance companies to compete, to bring down their premiums for people and to increase the coverage that they give to folks and to increase the service. I mean, who among your listeners doesn't have some horror story of dealing with their insurance company, even if they essentially like their health insurance?
We're talking to Congresswoman Diana DeGette. She's going to be on this show until 8:30, and we're taking your calls, 303-713-7600, if you have any questions for Congresswoman Diana DeGette about health care. Before we get to the phones, we'll let folks call in. My final question is a two-part question. There was a letter that was sent out by 60 members of the House to the White House, I believe, saying that they will not vote for a final health care bill without a public option. You were not on that letter. My first part of my question is whether you will or in the future will take a pledge to not vote for a final bill without a public option, and if so, why or why not? And then the second part of the question is there was an amendment that was passed by, of all people, Senate Republican from Oklahoma, Tom Coburn, which said that if a public option is created, members of Congress would be part of, would have to be part of the public option. The idea being that if you make members of Congress part of the public option, force them to be part of the public option. Of course, nobody's forcing other people, as you said, to be part of the public option. But if you make the Congress part of the public option, it will better guarantee that the public option will be a good option with good benefits. Where do you stand on that?
Well, with respect to the first part of your question, on whether I will support a public option.
Whether you support a final bill without a public option.
Well, the answer is no. I will not support a final bill that either has a public option or some other robust alternative to the for-profit insurance companies. And it's like I've been saying, I don't think we can get hung up on one type of terminology. However, I haven't seen any alternative to for-profit insurance companies that I think would work.
So
now the only game in town is the public option.
Okay, so let me just so we understand. So you won't vote for a final bill that doesn't have a public option or some other kind of, as you said, robust alternative. So I just have to follow up and ask.
Absolutely, that's right. And in fact, when I was, you know, I'm the vice chairman of the Energy and Commerce mm-hmm. Committee, which is the committee that the bill came through right before the August recess. And in my role as vice chairman, I actually negotiated an agreement between the Blue Dog Democrats on the committee and the liberals and the moderates to make sure that we passed a bill out of committee that had a public option. The whole bill was in jeopardy because the Blue Dogs were negotiating with the White House and others to pretty much cut out the public option, and all the rest of us stood up and said, no, that's not going to happen.
And when that happened, we on this show and in other places, you were applauded for that. I thought it was a really great move, and frankly, I thought it was a lot more of a productive move than some other members of the Colorado delegation who raised red flags about the tax issue, and that became something of a problem. And I thought you played a really, really productive role. So I just have to follow up that question. Do you consider these quote-unquote co-ops a robust alternative to a public option?
No, I really don't, and I'll tell you why. You know, co-ops have been established in some states, and in some places they've worked. In other places they haven't worked. And all of the economists and healthcare experts I've read, because I've been really studying this issue, is that the co-ops have never been tried on a national basis, and there's really not very much hope that they could succeed as an alternative to the for-profit insurance. I will say that you know, in a bill, if you wanted to have the public option and then do a pilot project on a co-op or something like that, I wouldn't object to that. But I don't think standalone that co-ops could work as an alternative to for-profit insurance. And you know, I also think that once people understand what this public option is, then they will be a lot more supportive of the concept, because I frankly don't understand why the Republicans don't agree with it, because it's a competitive alternative to the for, you know, I mean, it would be like if you said, okay, Kaiser, come in and compete. And I would hope Kaiser would think about coming in and competing in this exchange. But again, they wouldn't be a substitute for the public option.
And I think some of the concern is that, well, the public option will be, will be bad. It won't be adequate. Now, of course, the counter to that is, well, if it's bad, then people won't choose it.
Exactly. I mean, if you don't like it, then don't enroll in it.
Exactly.
But if the public option offers you high quality insurance at a reasonable price, and you can get the providers and the coverage you want, I would think people would be supportive of that.
What about this?
And then what would happen would be some of the private insurance companies would come in and say, okay, well, we can give you those things, plus we can give you some additional coverage for prevention or for whatever. And that is the American competitive system.
What about this idea that members of Congress should be automatically part of the public option to guarantee that it would be a good option?
Well, I think that all members of Congress should enroll in the exchange. That's what I think, and I will vote for an amendment that says that.
Oh, and that's a pretty good alternative. In other words, that it doesn't force members of Congress to be part of the public option.
We're not forcing anybody else to be
right,
part
exactly,
of the
exactly.
Option.
But it gives members of Congress the same exact choice that everybody
all
else would
Americans.
Have.
And I think that's appropriate. If we're going to set this thing up, then we ourselves should be willing and able to take advantage of it.
We're on the line with Congresswoman Diana DeGette about health care. What we're going to do is we're going to take a break. If you'd like to ask Congresswoman Diana DeGette a question, 303-713-7600. She's going to be on the line with us until 8:30, and we're taking your calls. And I'm going to, after the break, shut up, and we'll take all of your calls, as many calls as we can. It's 7:48. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Got a bunch of things going on out there. This crash westbound 76 near 74th. Also one of the backups at Highway 85. Avoid that if you can. Coming out of Commerce City, single-digit speeds there. Also a couple crashes on I-70. One around Washington. Also on the right shoulder near Colorado. Accident in the backups at Havana. That's for westbounders. So you're looking at the elevated deck of 70. Really brutal right now. Our surface street accidents, 104th and Brighton, and Federal and Evans. Your forecast, mostly sunny, perhaps a few afternoon clouds and a stray thunderstorm or two. Look for a high around 87 degrees, already 61 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Looking for a way to extend your weekend in Vegas? From summer concert series to events and pool parties, find your excuse at visitlasvegas.com.
Knee Grab, bargain spelled backwards, starts this Saturday at 8 a.m. only at Sports Authority. Save up to 75% on everything you need to ski and ride. From Burton, Vocal, K2.
REI asks, just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out at the REI Labor Day Sale. You'll find great deals on gear that can help your family and friends get outside and end summer on a high note. Save up to 30% on select camping, hiking, cycling, and backpacking gear. All backed by our 100% guarantee. The REI Labor Day Sale, August 28th through September 7th. Stop by your local REI retailer or shop REI.com. REI. Find out.
It's football season. Well, win or lose, you still gotta eat. Take us tailgating.
Big Papa's Barbecue.
BBQDenver.com. BBQDenver.com. BBQDenver, BBQDenver, BBQDenver.com.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out, and it was an intense process.
That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Putting the magic into Irvin Johnson took a lot of hard work, but the reward was worth it. Your hard work is rewarded at Rent-A-Center. Find the good stuff your family wants from Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more. No credit checks, no credit needed. And it's all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Nice to know Rent-A-Center is working hard for you.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthMarket.com.
Hey, back to the program in a bit. But first, I just read a statistic that blew me away. Get this. More than 45 million of us are living without health insurance. 45 million. And just one hospital bill can bankrupt you, right? But listen to this. There's a free service. It's called eHealth. Now, they're not an insurance carrier. You just go online to eHealthMarket.com, and you can see affordable health plans side by side. You can sort them by price or benefits and find one you can afford. And the information is free. The information is all free, so check it out. Go to eHealthMarket.com. Everyone has different needs, but at eHealth, the average family can find plans for a lot less than you think. Look, if you need quality health insurance you can afford, Don't wait. The information is all free, so check it out. Go to eHealthMarket.com. eHealthMarket.com. Once more, that's eHealthMarket.com.
Are you in a job you hate? Wonder why you haven't found the career you love? The Streeter Opportunity Group has helped many in the same position with their Life 101 Living Backwards course, guaranteed to give you a plan and a mentor. Register by September 7th and receive a discounted tuition rate of $99. You have nothing to lose except that job you hate. Call the Streeter Opportunity Group, 720-401-2161. That's 720-401-2161.
753 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota. We've got on the line with us Congresswoman Diana DeGette. She's taking your calls about health care. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Miguel in Denver. Miguel, you're on AM 760 with Congresswoman Diana DeGette.
Yes, good morning, Congresswoman. How are you this morning?
Hi, Miguel.
Yeah, my question what do you think the cost of, the rising healthcare costs in the country, how they're rising independently compared to inflation, the cause of that, and do you think H.R. 3200, that the bill that's in Congress, to address this, it'll address this, and, if so, how?
Yeah. Thank you for that question. I don't know if you're aware, but we spend right now twice as much as any other industrialized country on our healthcare costs, and it's projected to go up dramatically to over 18% of our gross national product in just a couple of years by 2018. What this will do is it will put an increasing amount of our federal budget into health care. A large part of the reason for that is because we have an increasing number of people who are uninsured in this country. So when they get sick, they don't have preventative care. So when they get sick, they just go to the emergency room. That increases health care costs for everybody. And then there are a lot of other reasons too why our health care is so expensive. What this bill is intended to do, the first thing is to keep people who are already enrolled in insurance in those insurance plans, because that's the best way. Prevention is the best way to keep people from getting sick, and to make sure that they can't be denied coverage because of pre-existing conditions, and to make sure that they can't lose their insurance, that they lose their job, and also to make sure that they don't get thrown off of their insurance if they reach these annual caps, if they get really sick or they have an accident and they reach the annual caps or the lifetime caps. We think that will save money in the first part, but then we had this exchange I was talking about earlier to enroll people in insurance so that we can get as many of those 47 million people in insurance as we can. That's the first place we think we can save money. We are doing a lot of other things in this bill to save money. We're going to try to get some evidence on how we can improve efficiency in the system. We're going to give extra emphasis in the bill on prevention rather than just treating diseases. And we're going to do things like we're going to save money by giving the Secretary of HHS the ability to negotiate with the pharmaceutical companies on prescription drugs for seniors. So there's a lot going on to try to get everybody into insurance and then lower the cost of health care.
And I just want to follow up, and we've got about a minute here. I mean, that's not to harp on it too much, but that's actually part of the reason why people have focused on the public option. It was originally, if I'm not mistaken, it was originally brought up as a cost containment measure. The reason being, if you have a public option, it actually theoretically drives down costs.
Well, in my opinion, that's the main reason to have it, because if you have sort of a nonprofit insurance plan competing in this exchange, then it's going to be, the theory is it'll be able to offer high quality health care for lower premiums, and then that'll put a competitive challenge out there to the for-profit plans. Right now, because these for-profit plans have monopolies in many areas of the country, there's absolutely no incentive for them to improve patient care and reduce premiums.
And I couldn't agree with you more, and I think this is a point that has been absolutely lost. You hear some members of Congress, certainly not you, but some members of Congress saying, oh, I can't support a public option because I'm afraid it will cost the government too much. The whole point of a public option is to bring down costs. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get the national news, and then after the national news, we'll take more of your calls, 303-713-7600. If you're holding, hang on for Congresswoman Diana DeGette. If you're not holding, you want to ask a question again, 303-713-7600. More with Congresswoman Diana DeGette after the national news.
Attention homeowners, President Obama just passed the Homeowner Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the U.S. Loan Assistance Center at 800-590-5390. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate, and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the U.S. Loan Assistance Center was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-590-5390. Again, that's 800-590-5390. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the U.S. Loan Assistance Center today at 800-590-5390. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need to call 800-590-5390. Not available in all states.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedefani. We have breaking news from Washington. The government is ordering the replacement of speed sensors, known as pitot tubes, on some Airbus jets. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnetto has the latest.
The FAA says sensors must be replaced on 43 Airbus jets operated by Northwest Airlines and U.S. Airways. These are the ones linked to the crash of an Air France flight in June. All 228 people on board were killed. Federal officials say the sensors can become blocked by ice crystals at high altitudes, leading them to deliver false readings. At least two of the three airspeed sensors on each plane must be replaced.
It's a sign the road to recovery could be long and bumpy. The government says 570,000 workers filed new claims for unemployment benefits last week. That was down slightly from the week before, but Global Insight economist Nigel Galt says it's still a big number.
The trend is down, but unfortunately we still are losing jobs, and we're a long way from the sort of the number we'd need to see before we could believe that the job market has actually bottomed out.
The sour employment outlook gets some of the blame for today's disappointing August sales figures from the big retail chains. Analyst Ken Perkins.
There's still a lot of uncertainty about the stability of their jobs, so as a result of that uncertainty, they're continuing to pare back their spending.
The government is a good place to look for work. Max Steyer is with the Partnership for Public Service.
The federal government has a lot of hiring that it needs to do, a lot of hiring both because people are leaving and also because we're asking our government to do a lot more for us.
A speech President Obama is scheduled to deliver to school children next week is stirring passions from coast to coast. CBS's Steve Kathan tells us why.
Some who call talk radio allege the speech amounts to partisan propaganda.
He's stretching, if not violating, the powers of the executive branch.
At the Douglas County School District in Colorado,
40 to 50 calls and probably about 10 or 12 emails.
Some school districts might not show it. The White House insists it's not about policy, but will remove a request for students to write essays to help the president. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
A California newspaper has an account of kidnap victim J.C. Dugard's emotional reunion with Terry Probin, the mother she hadn't seen since she was 11. CBS's Bianca Solorzano says the paper spoke to Tina Dugard, Terry Probin's sister and J.C.'s aunt.
Tina says she watched with joy as mother and daughter rebonded. Terry French braiding J.C.'s hair for the first time in 18 years. Tina Dugard says J.C. taught her own two daughters how to read and write, though neither was allowed to attend school.
Dugard had nothing to say about Philip Garrido, the paroled sex offender accused of kidnapping J.C. Dugard and fathering her two children. Juarez, Mexico, a thriving narcotics hub over the border from El Paso, is no stranger to violence. 1,400 people have been murdered there already this year. But a massacre yesterday was especially horrific. Gunmen lined 17 people up outside a drug rehab clinic and mowed them down. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are up 22 points. This is CBS News.
You've just purchased a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. You feel safe with the sound of the sturdy high-strength steel door shutting behind you. You feel connected as you take on a turn. Thanks to the Agility Control multi-link suspension, you become one with the road. You feel smart as you realize that you got all this at an absolutely incredible price. Backed by a rigorous inspection process, limited factory-backed warranty coverage for up to 5 years and 100,000 total vehicle miles, and now 3 months Sirius satellite radio. Hurry in for 1.99% financing on select certified pre-owned models, only available at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Certified pre-owned by Mercedes-Benz. How will it make you feel?
See dealer or call 1-800-F4-MERCEDES for complete program and certified pre-owned limited warranty details. Not all customers will qualify for advertised APR and are subject to prior credit approval. Sirius U.S. service available only in the contiguous U.S. and D.C. 3 months Sirius satellite radio service included on vehicles already equipped.
Check out our exciting model lineup by visiting your local authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer or visit us today at mbusa.com.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Governor Ritter's ordering across-the-board budget cuts, and despite a new law requiring more DNA tests in Colorado, the governor says he needs to cut the testing department as well. The sponsor of the law, State Senator John Morse, says the recommended cut is ironic, but that he understands.
The governor is a former prosecutor. He and I are totally law enforcement-oriented folks, and we understand how important DNA is, but we're in such a position that we're having to cut even things like DNA.
Morris talking with 9 News. The tight job markets actually led to an increase in the number of substitute teachers. The Colorado Department of Education issued more than 10 times the number of sublicenses last school year from the year before. That according to the Denver Post. It follows that school districts are filling classroom vacancies at better rates these days as people without work or with part-time jobs cobble together what they need month to month. Controversy over President Obama's plan to give a nationally televised speech on education to students next Tuesday. Some parents are afraid the message will be political. In the Englewood School District, Superintendent Sean McDaniel says he's letting principals and teachers decide whether to show the speech. Sports, Rockies over the Mets last night, 5-2. They go for the sweep this afternoon, and the Broncos play Arizona at Invesco Field at Mile High this evening, Denver's final preseason game. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where it's been a really tough drive for this morning's commute. We've got accidents all over the place causing delays. One of them is westbound I-70. This is right around Colorado. There's a crash in the backups at Havana, so we're going to see single-digit speeds taking you pretty much that approach to from 225 all the way up towards Colorado. That drive's going to take you about 45 minutes currently. That's also going to affect the ramps from northbound 225 as you're trying to access I-70. We've got a crash eastbound I-70 before Washington. Off to the side. A couple different accidents on 76 causing delays as you're coming in for Brighton. Now we're getting word of significant slowdowns eastbound 6th Avenue, pretty much kickling up towards I-25. Speeds are going to be running in the teens and 20s through there, so that ride's going to take you about 25 minutes as you're trying to get to Denver from the Lakewood area. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We've got about a 20% chance of seeing some afternoon storms today, most likely after 3. It's going to be a partly cloudy day with a high of about 86. Currently, 67 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee buyers travel the world and taste more than 250,000 cups of coffee a year to ensure the highest quality beans for your cup. All that for just $1.50 a cup. Come to participating Starbucks and get a tall Pike Place roast today. Price good at participating Starbucks, plus tax if applicable.
For the first time, the Home Depot has $5 off.
Putting the magic into Irvin Johnson took a lot of hard work, but the reward was worth it. Your hard work is rewarded at Rent-A-Center. Find the good stuff your family wants from Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more. No credit checks, no credit needed. And it's all backed by 100% satisfaction guarantee. Nice to know Rent-A-Center's working hard for you.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
I want to compliment you and your show.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
8:07 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. On the line with us, continuing our discussion about health care, is Congresswoman Diana DeGette. She's on the relevant committee that deals with health care in the House. She's been a major negotiator on the health care bill as of now. In the last segment, we discussed with her the public option. She said that she will not support a final bill without a public option or a robust alternative to that public option. That's the big legislative question right now. And we're taking your calls for your questions for Congresswoman Diana DeGette from now until about 8:30. So let's go right back to the phones, and we'll go to Trent in Denver. Trent, you're on AM 760.
Hi, David. Hi, Congresswoman. Hey, I have some concerns about something that was said earlier. One thing is, let me start by saying, I'm a guy who's for Medicare Part E, that being everyone gets it. So I'll start with saying that, but the concern I have about not-for-profits, we have not-for-profits right now. They haven't proven to be a great deal of competition for for-profit health insurance companies. And the reason that is, they have a corporate model, and they tend to put the money in facilities, equipment, everything but doctors and care. And we spend so much time talking about health insurance when we should be talking about health care. What improves health care? What's kind of the response to that?
Well, I think you make a really good point. But part of the reason why I think we need a public option is because we actually have seen some good patient results from some of the nonprofits. Kaiser, for example, Rocky Mountain Health Plans over in Western Colorado. There's a little nonprofit insurance company in Pennsylvania called Geisinger where they really have been able to increase patient results and patient care and decrease premium costs. And there's a whole variety of ways they do it. Of course, Patty Gabeau does it extremely well down at Denver Health at a public institution. And a lot of the ways you can do that are by electronic medical records, helping patients know exactly what medications they're on and what treatments they need, by looking at patients in a holistic way versus just in this fee-for-service, you know, trying to get reimbursed by visit by visit. There are a whole lot of different ways that you can improve healthcare. But the bottom line is, and I hope I didn't mean to imply this, I don't think that you can solely set up nonprofits within this exchange to be the competition. But the public plan is really going to be designed to refocus the patient care and within an insurance plan, and then to reduce premiums and increase care. There are a lot of other, you know, it's as we bill. And in this 1,000-page bill, you know, there are a lot of different things for care, improvements of care. But we need to really work hard on that, too. You're absolutely right.
And just to chime in, I mean, part of the problem with the difference between a public option and a nonprofit, a public option is a nonprofit, but the nonprofits, some nonprofits, although they are technically nonprofits, I mean, they're still paying, you know, they can pay executives a lot of money. They, you know, I remember when I lived up in Montana, some of the executives at the technically nonprofit Blue Cross Blue Shield were making a lot of money. So that's the difference between a nonprofit and a public option. We'll go back to the phones. Let's go to Josh in Arvada. Josh, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Josh.
Hi, Congressman. You know, my grandma was on Medicare, and I want to go on Medicare, but I'm only 34. You know, why can't you just set a price and let me pay $300-$400 a month for my family to be on Medicare? It seems to be a one-page bill instead of 1,000 pages. It's easier to understand. The system's already up and running. I mean, millions of people use it.
Well, you know, a lot of people feel that way, but unfortunately not enough people feel that way for us to be able to pass that legislation. I saw that really clearly when I was trying to get the bill passed through my committee. And as you probably know, the Republicans have just walked off the field on this one. They're just refusing to play. And so, therefore, we really have to pass this bill pretty much with Democratic votes. So there are a substantial number of members of Congress who say let's just have a single payer system like Medicare, but we have enough Democrats who say no. I don't really think that's going to benefit my constituents for whatever reason. And so what we think is we need to get some kind of reform in place with the goal of covering everybody in an affordable and a portable way. And this is the compromise we've come up with. The other thing that I will say, as I travel throughout Colorado in particular, there's not a public consensus for a single payer system. And if there was, I think it would be a lot easier to pass. Your grandma loves Medicare. Actually, the studies show most senior citizens love Medicare, but that's not a universally held view.
And let me follow up with that question. On the issue of single payer, where do you come down on single payer? And do you think it was a mistake, whether by progressives in the Congress or by progressive groups, to not start this debate pushing single payer and have the public option be a compromise position, whereas what we've seen right now is we started the debate pushing the public option, and now the compromise position may be no public option. So, again, where do you come down on single payer, and do you think we should have started out this debate pushing single payer?
Well, a lot of people did start out the debate pushing single payer, but there wasn't enough consensus in Congress to even get that off the starting blocks as the foundation for the bill. Now, there will be a single payer type of amendment considered when we go to the House floor with this bill. That was one of the concessions we were able to negotiate going through my committee, and I intend to vote for that. But I think we need to be realists, and we need to say that's not going to pass. So let's not make the enemy be the let's not make the perfect be the enemy of the good. Let's try to get a decent, comprehensive health care system that's going to cover everybody.
We'll go back to the phones. On the line with us is Congresswoman Diana DeGette. She's taking your calls about health care. 303-713-7600 is the number. We'll go to Jim. Jim, you're on AM 760.
Hi, David. Hi, Congresswoman.
Hi, Jim.
Listen, first I want to say that I really appreciate everything you're trying to do for us. I know your heart's in the right place. But you said that you'd vote for an amendment that only suggested that all members of Congress join the public option, but not for one that required them to do so.
Oh, no. I would vote for one that required them to join the exchange.
Oh, great. Okay. And could I give you a follow-up question? I was just
Absolutely.
Wondering, what do Congress women and men and senators pay for their insurance? How much? Because
let me tell you, when I had
to drop my insurance, I was paying $800 a month just for myself.
Let me tell you how the congressional insurance works, because I think there's a lot of misunderstanding out there about it. We enroll in the same insurance plan that all other federal employees enroll in. And what that is we are given a menu of different insurance plans. So we have different insurance than other federal employees. And what happens with the federal employees is we have a menu of four or five different insurance plans that join. And members of Congress and federal employees, we do get good, excellent insurance, but we also pay high premiums. I'm trying to think offhand how much mine are, and I think mine are $600 or $700 a month, maybe more. So,
and that's basically an insurance exchange, if you will. I mean, that's kind of like what would happen for people if this bill passes.
It is like an insurance exchange, but all the companies. I mean, I'm in Blue Cross, so people think, I am not disparaging the federal employees' health care plan. I think it's excellent, but it does suffer from, you know, I had a little town hall meeting out in Englewood the other day. And I said, how many people have had trouble with their, it was on Monday, I said, how many people have had trouble with their insurance this week? And I raised my hand. I had already had trouble on Monday with a claim. And so we are not immune to some of the issues that everybody, I could tell you personal anecdotes where, you know, we even though we have excellent insurance, we still have issues.
817 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota. When on the line with us is Congresswoman Diana DeGette. We're taking your calls about health care. 303-713-7600 is the number. We'll take a quick break and get right back to your calls after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, David. Got a couple accidents out there you definitely want to avoid. Westbound I-70 got one on the right shoulder near Colorado. Also one in the backups at Havana. These delays begin all the way back at Airport Boulevard, so that's going to probably add about 15 minutes to that trip. Also sluggish eastbound there from I-25 to I-70. As you're making your way there on 270 stop and go coming in from Commerce City. Another crash westbound C-470 near 285. Backups to Bowles and a surface street accident, 104th and Brighton. Forecast, sunny to start, then partly cloudy this afternoon. Perhaps an isolated thunderstorm as well. Look for highs in the mid to upper 80s. Right now, 64 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Want to be a millionaire? Your odds of winning $1 million have never been...
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you followed your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Hi, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should, too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
And this is Tom Harbin. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19. Only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
1-877-505-8130. Or visit chroniclowbackpainstudy.com.
For the first time, the Home Depot has $5 off our top paint brands, Behr, Glidden, Ralph Lauren, and Fresh Air. $5 off 1 gallon cans and $20 off 5 gallon buckets by mail-in rebate. Savings you can put toward brushes, rollers, or to enjoy the extra day of your long weekend. Starting with $5 off our best paint brands. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through 9/7, U.S. only. See store for exclusions and details.
And now for the bonus round. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck?
Flapjacks.
Correct. What comes next in this series? Crustacean? Kumquat?
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Correct. How much money will you spend on gas when you rent movies from Netflix?
Zero.
Correct. Netflix. Rent as many movies as you want for only $8.99 a month. No late fees ever. Start your free trial today. Netflix.
See terms of use.
821 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. On the line with us, Congresswoman Diana DeGette for a final segment taking your calls about health care. 303-713-7600. Again, 303-713-7600. We'll go to Tom in Greenwood Village. Tom, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, I've got a quick question. Thanks for taking my call. Good morning.
Hi,
to both
Tom.
Of you. The question I have is you know, I'm curious to your response. What, you know, where if we pass a government option, Where does government involvement in our life end? And I'll give you an example, then I'd be curious to your response. I grew up in a small town. Walmart came in. They pretty much eliminated every local business person, and then they started jacking up their... So can we have a government-run store in my small town so I've got a competitive option?
Let me ask you a question. Do you have health insurance right now?
Yes.
Do you like your health insurance?
I run a company that has over 200 employees, and we have a very, very good health plan. It's been one of the commitments that we've made.
Good. I've got good news for you. you will not have to switch. You will not have to enroll in that government option.
That's not correct, because our company is an S-Corp. We make over $350,000. Right now, we subsidize our health insurance to the tune of $950,000 for our employees. If my taxes for the company go up, as Obama is proposing, my 200 employees will not have a choice, because I will not be able to go in front of my board and say, we're subsidizing $950,000. In addition to that, we're going to get taxed another $300,000. We will directly to the public plan. Making that choice, the other 199 employees in my company will not have a choice. They will go to the public plan.
Well, actually,
so that's not an accurate statement.
But I don't understand. Hold on a minute, Tom. Here's what I don't understand, and let me try to get at this issue. It seems to me that your employees would then, if this all happened, your employees would go into the exchange where they would have a choice of the public option or something else. Congressman DeGette, is that right?
You know what he's saying is that if the insurance plans in this public, first of all, we are not going to let people who are in private insurance into the exchange if they already have insurance for some years, because we're going to slowly phase it in so that the public option doesn't overwhelm the whole system. That's number one. So since your employees have insurance now, and by the way, we're going to give you tax breaks because we want to reward you for providing insurance for your employees. But then at some point down the road, if the public plan is a better deal if you decide to go into the exchange and your employees think that the public option is a better deal for them, isn't that American competition?
Quick, couple of, if I can comment to that.
No, isn't it American competition?
My employees won't have that choice.
Sure they will.
But whether it's a better plan or not, once you roll it in, or once we have the option to be rolled in, they're getting rolled in.
Within that exchange, they can pick either way.
I don't mean to be disrespectful, but can we get back to my initial question, which we've kind of stepped over?
No, we haven't stepped over your initial question. Your initial question was, will your employees not have a choice? And we've gone over this. I mean, we've gone over it three times. The fact is that if what you said happens, they would be moved over into, at worst, an exchange where they would again have choice. I mean, this is actually, and I think this call speaks to a bigger problem in this debate. It really seems to me that the more people hear from all different sources a lot of misinformation, this is going to result in no choice, it's going to result in a government takeover. There's so much misinformation out there. And Congressman DeGette, you've been dealing with this, you've been out in public talking to folks about this. In your mind, if you can somehow gauge how informed or misinformed you think the general public is. And I'm not trying to blame the public. There's a lot of misinformation out there. How successful do you think the opposition to this has been in misinforming the public?
You know, I've got to say that I actually think this debate that we've had in August has been a helpful start towards a strong national discussion. At first, the information that was coming out was mostly inaccurate, and there were a lot of misconceptions. But in all fairness, this is a very complicated bill, and it's 1,000 pages long. You're trying to reform the healthcare system, so it's going to have to be very thorough. And I think as the month has gone on, we've had more and more public understanding, and that's good. And so I think that this discussion will continue. And I don't fault the public for only just learning about it. And you know, one thing, I just want to clear up one thing, because this public option, this was sort of implied in the last caller's question. This public option will be funded by premiums just like the private insurance plans. It's not like the government is funding some alternative. So the public option will have to comply with all the same rules and requirements. It's just that it'll be, you know, sort of a nonprofit plan that will compete with the private plans on the same terms and conditions.
And that's a really key point. Senator Blanche Lincoln of Arkansas just this morning made some headlines saying that she's changed her position on the public option, opposing it because she said we can't subsidize a new government entitlement. Meanwhile, as you said, and this is a key point, it will essentially be self-financed through premiums. It's not
right.
going to be subsidized by other general revenues, other general taxpayer revenues. Okay, let's go
right.
back to the call phones. We'll try to squeeze in a couple more here.
Good.
Let's go to who's been holding the longest? Let's go to Lois. Lois in Denver. You're on AM 760.
Hi, Lois. Good morning, Congresswoman DeGette. This is Lois in Denver. I received an email saying that Congressman Kucinich has submitted an amendment that would allow state-based initiatives to enact comprehensive health care reform. That's H.R. 3200. And I would like to know what you think of that proposal.
Yes. With Congressman Kucinich and several other members of Congress, Congressman Wiener and a couple of others, have offered various proposals to allow some kind of experimentation with single-payer alternatives. And as I said earlier in the call, we expect one or the other, either the Kucinich Amendment or somebody else's amendment along the same lines, will be offered in the House on the floor. And when that is, I will vote for it. Although, I don't think it'll probably pass because I don't think we've got enough support for it, but I will support it.
All right, let's do one last call here. We're on with Congresswoman Diana DeGette. Let's go to Al in Littleton. Al, you're on AM 760.
Oh, thank you. Good morning. Listen, I just want to ask, if the public option that Congresswoman DeGette is talking about is going to be funded only by premiums, and anyone with pre-existing conditions can join this this co-op or exchange, how are you going to maintain the premiums? Because if I'm 25 years old and I'm in perfect health, I would be a fool to pay premiums until such time as I develop prostate cancer or something else like that, and then I join the public option.
Well, actually,
doesn't make
Al,
any sense yeah. to me.
Actually, Al, and it shouldn't make any sense to you because that's not what the situation is. Any insurance plan, including the ones you have now, cannot discriminate against people because of pre-existing condition, the public option or private plans in the exchange or outside the exchange. And the theory, and we're going to ask everybody to get insurance. So the theory is then if you increase the pool of people being covered and you say to the insurance companies you can't discriminate against anybody for pre-existing condition, then that's going to spread the risk out and it will not increase premiums for people substantially.
Congresswoman Diana DeGette, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. And anytime you want to come back on and update us on what's going on in the healthcare fight, please do. Please be in touch with us. And good luck when you go back and keep fighting for us.
Thanks, and I sure will. We'll check in later on in the month after things percolate a little bit in Washington. Great being with you this morning, Dave.
Thank you. Thanks so much. That was Congresswoman Diana DeGette. That was an hour we did of Q&A with her about healthcare, and you heard it here. I think the news of the Q&A is that Congresswoman DeGette said that she will not vote for a final healthcare bill without a public option or a robust alternative. Now, obviously, she is creating a little bit of wiggle room for herself. It depends on what you define as a robust alternative, but you know that's pretty good. That's pretty good. I'll take it. I'll take what we can get. And I think it's important for all of us, when you're talking to your members of Congress out there about health care, if you support a public option, you got to ask them to make that pledge. Will you vote against a health care bill that does not have a public option? That's where this legislative debate is going, folks. And the more pressure we can put on these members of Congress, the better on health care. Speaking of pressure and how it works and why it works, after the break, I'm going to play you a clip from the Rachel Maddow show from last night about Senator Michael Bennett, former House Speaker Andrew Romanoff, and the politics of the national health care debate. You're going to want to stick around for this. It's a great clip. Michael Bennett moving around a little bit, now getting some national television exposure for it. Stick around here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, we're still working these two accidents on westbound I-70, number one at Colorado, another one at Havana. Really slow speeds begin back at Airport Boulevard. It is in the cleanup phase, so should be out of your way here, hopefully, pretty darn soon. Out on the southwest end, crash westbound C-470 near 285, backups to Bowles. Also seen a lot of traffic coming in on 6th Avenue this morning. Stop and go, Kipling, all the way to 25. Crews did just clean up that crash at 104th and Brighton, so that's no longer an issue. Jams, both southbound and northbound on 225. For southbounders, I-70 to Alameda. And again, from Parker Road down to the Tech Center, northbounders hitting the brakes there at the spillway, not going to break loose till after Iliff. Your forecast today, mostly sunny, perhaps a few afternoon clouds. Small chance for thunderstorms along the Front Range and foothills. Looking for a high around 87. Right now, 64 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee beans are chosen from the top 3% available in the world, then batch roasted until they pop twice for a distinctive flavor. All for just $1.50 a cup. Come to participating Starbucks and get a tall Pike Place roast today. Price good at participating Starbucks, plus tax if applicable.
Tom Hartman. Coming up Thursday on the Tom Hartman program, what's wrong with a little socialism? I'll debate libertarian Wayne
And taking a knee should run the clock out right before the half.
So Walmart checks other stores' prices, so I don't have to. And if there's a better price out there, they'll even match it, which means I spend less time shopping around and more time doing the important things, like catching the halftime show.
Okay, ready? 2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate? Yay!
Save money, live better. Walmart. Walmart will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details.
Putting the magic into Irvin Johnson took a lot of hard work, but the reward was worth it. Your hard work is rewarded at Rent-A-Center. Find the good stuff your family wants from Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more. No credit checks, no credit needed. And it's all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Nice to know Rent-A-Center's working hard for you.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Term professionals assist you. Landmark Lincoln Mercury has achieved number one ranking in Denver in sales and service performance. For the best in price, selection, and complete customer satisfaction, visit us at 5000 South Broadway or at buylincolns.com. Make the landmark decision.
Volume claim based on total retail sales for the state of Colorado based on 2008 Ford statistics. Sales and service claims based on total retail sales for the city of Denver based on 2008 Ford statistics.
Are you receiving monthly checks from a lawsuit you won? Are you having trouble paying your bills every month because the settlement money you're getting just isn't enough? Well, there is a way you can get the cash you need now in one lump sum payment. For free information to see how much cash you can get, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-200-2401. Find out how you can turn your future structured settlement payments into the cash you need now to get free of your credit card debt, to meet your rising mortgage payments, to pay your medical bills and other expenses. If you're receiving payments from a lawsuit, call Peachtree Settlement Funding. For your free information, call now 1-800-200-2401. You have bills piling up that need to be paid now, so why wait any longer? Get the future money you have coming to you now when you need it most. For your free information, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-200-2401. That's 1-800-200-2401. 1-800-200-2401.
Do you want to create more power and greatness for your life and career? Are you ready to transform your way of thinking and explore the mysteries of your mind? Then catch the Inevitable Radio Show Saturdays at 8 a.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Are you looking to lose 10 pounds or more? Well, if you're between the ages of 21 and 55 and you live in this listening area, you now have a chance to try one of the most powerful weight loss breakthroughs ever discovered for free. It's called Apamine, and it's only available in right-size smoothies. In a moment, I'll give you the toll-free number you can call to start losing weight for free. Years of clinical testing helped earn right-size a government patent, and now it's being made available to the public. Its unique, clinically powerful combination of ingredients allows you to lose weight naturally and effortlessly, without feeling hungry or deprived. And if you don't lose the weight, you never pay for the smoothies. For 2 full weeks free, call now 1-800-500-3305. Apamine is one of the most powerful weight loss discoveries ever available. While supplies last, you can experience it free for 2 full weeks. Again, to reserve your free 2-week trial, call now 1-800-500-3305. 1-800-500-3305. That's 1-800-500-3305.
Diabolical downturn. Economic unrest. Financial tomfoolery. Corporate chicanery.
No matter what you call the new economy, we give you the financial tools to take it on. LendingTree.com.
Sneegrab, bargain spelled backwards, starts this Saturday at 8 a.m. only at Sports Authority. Save up to 75% on everything you need to ski and ride. From Burton, Vogel, K2, Columbia, Solomon, and Sims. Get in line early Saturday and you can get up to $500 in bonus bucks. Plus, register to win a 2010 Subaru Outback from Go Subaru Arapo and Go Subaru West. Sneegrab starts this Saturday, 8 a.m., only at Sports Authority Sports Castle, Bowles, Parker, Boulder, and Fort Collins on College Street.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin. The Michael Bennett, Andrew Romanoff potential primary and healthcare politics. That was the feature on Rachel Maddow's show last night on MSNBC. So this potential primary getting national news coverage as it impacts the healthcare debate, something we've been talking about a lot here. Bennett moving his position on the public option pretty overtly following the announcement that former House Speaker Andrew Romanoff may run against him in a Democratic primary. Here was the segment on the Rachel Maddow Show last night.
It's time for a couple of holy mackerel stories in the news today. If there is a benefit to the maddening Democratic Party flailure on the issue of the public health insurance option, it could be the revival of the once believed to be extinct hardline liberal base. The AFL-CIO yesterday drew its own line in the sand by saying it would not support Democratic candidates who do not support the public option in health reform. And as David Sirota notes at Huffington Post today, threats from the left have shifted the rhetoric of incumbent Democratic Senator Michael Bennett of Colorado. Here's where Senator Bennett started at a town hall meeting in Pueblo on Saturday. Senator Bennett gave flimsy support to the idea of the public option. He said then that he favored the option, but quote, as I stand here today, I think it's very unlikely that the public option part of this will pass. In other words, he was saying he would probably vote for health reform without the public option. Then, reports circulated that Senator Bennett will likely face a primary challenge from Democratic House Speaker Andrew Romanoff. And now looky what Senator Bennett has posted at his website.
I do support a public option as part of this, what we do.
I have said I support a public option. I've supported a public option.
I support a public option.
I've supported a public option. Why?
I also support having a public plan.
So the senator supports the public option after all. Yeah. You know, having been taken for granted and triangulated and on occasion just stomped on during decades of Democratic Party policy decisions, the left may be learning its lesson. If you don't lie down in front of the door, you're less likely to get used as a doormat. Meanwhile, the Senate seat filled for 47 years by the Liberal
Alliance. So that's the segment she goes into talking about Curt Schilling, the pitcher potentially running for Ted Kennedy's seat. But I think that's she got it. She nailed it. And it's been something that we've been talking about here on this show. You know, and I want to be really clear. It's not that Michael Bennett has been against the public option. I mean, the guy has never said that he was against the public option. I don't want to misrepresent his position. But what I think is fair to say is that he has sort of parsed his words a lot, and that's not what we need right now. We need a senator out there saying that the public option is important, is significant, and it must pass. Not, I support the public option, but it's probably not going to pass. We don't need wiggle room politics here. We need leadership. I mean, that's what leadership is called. That's why it's called leadership. And just to back up what Rachel Maddow said, I just want to read this segment from the Durango Herald. This is the Durango Herald just a couple weeks ago. Just want to be clear that this is not some accidental, that Denver Post piece that she read was not some accidental statement from Bennett. This was a couple weeks ago from the Durango Herald. Bennett, speaking after a town hall meeting, said healthcare reform should not hinge on the public option, though he has said he supports it. Quote, I don't think we should be drawing lines in the sand. I mean, I just respectfully disagree. I think we do need to be drawing lines in the sand. And I want to give Michael Bennett a lot of credit. I'm glad that in recent days he's put out this video and he's written this blog post over at Huffington Post and Colorado Polls saying that he does strongly support the public option. That's good news. You know, I mean, I think that when politicians do the right thing, we got to be there and support them and applaud them. And I don't care why he's doing it. All I really care about is that he is doing it. 8:43 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. We're going to go to...
Can I ask you a question, Dave?
Sure.
You brought up the Schilling thing. I know that was part of the whole Maddow deal. I'm looking up news on it. He's righty, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a conservative. Which is a bummer for me because
he was a Billy. Yeah, he's a great pitcher for the Phillies.
Yeah, man. I was a big fan of his. And now he's like a right winger.
Isn't he all caught up in the steroid issue, too? I mean, I don't know if it's ever been allegedly that he used steroids.
Yeah, there's always been rumors out there. And apparently he's going to run for, or he's thinking about running for, Ted Kennedy's seat in Massachusetts. I mean, good luck.
He'll lose.
Yeah, he'll lose badly. He'll lose badly. So, right. good luck to Curt Schilling.
Yeah, man. Didn't Schill throw like 20 strikeouts in one game? Wasn't he one of the only pitchers to get above 20?
I believe.
Even Clemens, I think, were the only two.
Yeah, I believe that's right. Now, I know he's a hero in Boston, but I don't think a conservative like that
Yeah, the
can
bloody
win
sock, right?
Right.
That's why he's a hero in Boston.
That's right.
He pitched with a
with the bloody sock.
Foot.
That's right. That's
what
right.
A stud.
So we'll see what happens there. I'm not sure. It's very unclear what's going to happen there. Although I am, check this out. I'm pretty psyched. I have a next Friday an interview for my book. I'm doing a phone interview, not on the radio, just for my book with Michael Dukakis, the former governor there. It's about 80s politics and that stuff. So I'm pretty psyched about that. Dukakis, of course, is rumored to be the guy who they're going to appoint as an interim replacement for Ted Kennedy before the special election in Massachusetts. So we'll see. We'll see about that. We'll take your calls now. 303-713-7600. If you want to talk about health care, talk about the interview we just had with Diana DeGette. If you want to talk about Michael Bennett's move on health care, whether you think it's a good thing or bad thing. At 9 a.m., we're going to have Thomas Frank, the author of What's the Matter with Kansas, on to talk about his recent columns on health care, where he thinks this debate is going. But in the meantime, we'll take some of your calls. Again, 303-713-7600 is the number, and we'll go to David in Boulder. David, you're on AM 760.
Hello.
Hey there.
Hey, David. Hey, listen, a comment about Congresswoman DeGette. And I think this is incredibly important. She made a point. She talked a lot about this notion of not letting the perfect get in the way of the good. And it was, you know, a slap at progressives who are fighting hard for a public option. And I think it's critically important that we understand that any mandate to universally cover people via the existing infrastructure and eliminating, let's say, previous conditions, it sounds good. It's a disaster if we do not have a public option. All that's going to do is drive up our costs. It's going to drive up insurance company revenues, insurance company profits, and worst of all, it's going to enhance the status quo. It is going to make us even more vested in this sick industry that is the for-profit exploiting sick business.
Yeah, and I think, you know, she made the point as just an example of the Pueblo healthcare market and how the Pueblo healthcare market is basically a monopoly or an oligopoly of a couple of health insurance providers down there, and that without a public option, you're going to have a healthcare bill that forces people to buy insurance from that private monopoly with no choice. Right, folks down in Pueblo don't have much of a choice right now because the insurance industry is so consolidated down there. So that's just a good example of if you don't have a public option,
You're actually limiting choice. You're actually going to pass an individual mandate that says you must buy insurance, and you effectively have zero choice in these many insurance markets where the private corporation controls most of the market. David, thanks for the call. Rich in Colorado Springs. Rich, you're on AM 760. Hello, Rich.
Hey, David. It's nice talking to you.
Hey there.
Hey, I'm glad you talked about leadership. One of the things that I consider leadership is giving it to the public in layman's terms. And the layman's terms I'm talking about is, how are we going to make healthcare affordable? What I want to see is some kind of legislation introduced that limits how much a family will have to pay of their income towards healthcare. You know, like, I would love to see something that says 10 to 12% of my family's income is the limit that you would pay. And as a nation, you know, now that creates a huge pool for the medical industry to fight over. And the only way that the medical industry is going to get a raise is if the rest of the country gets a raise.
I see
what I'm saying?
Yeah, I absolutely do see what you're saying. And look, what's kind of sad about this is that lost in the debate is the economic competitiveness argument. And by that I mean, we have seen memos from various corporations, internal memos over the last few years, saying that they now, because of healthcare costs spiraling out of control in the United States, because we don't have a universal system, there is now an economic incentive for many manufacturers to leave this country and open up shop in countries that do have a universal healthcare system. And so, in other words, what I'm saying is that part of our economic problem, as you allude to, is the fact that we're losing jobs and wages are going down, and wages are going down because we're converting good jobs into low-wage jobs. And part of the reason that is happening is because our healthcare system is creating an economic incentive for good jobs to go to other countries where healthcare costs are lower. That's not me talking. That's, you know, corporate executives at auto companies and other kinds of companies. And so, if you don't, you're exactly right. If you don't build your job base, if you don't build your wage base, and you simultaneously don't control healthcare costs, you are basically relegating yourself to economic destruction.
Right. And again, when we tell the public very simply that wages are going down, but healthcare costs have doubled in the last 8 years, that's what they need to hear. They need to understand that we have to create jobs here. We have to make it so that wages go up here because we can't keep pace going in the opposite direction.
No, and that's exactly right. And all I'm adding to that is that they are connected, that bringing down health care costs and raising people's wages are actually connected in the sense that good jobs with better wages are leaving the country in part precisely because health care costs are spiraling out of control. These issues, as you say, they are all interconnected. Hey, Rich, thanks so much for the call, man.
Thank you.
850 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. At 9, Thomas Frank, the author of What's the Matter with Kansas and the Wall Street Journal columnist, will join us for his take on the healthcare debate and the politics of it and why the politics of it have gotten so violent. A new story on the wire from Los Angeles, a man's pinky bitten off in an angry riot-style situation at a healthcare town hall meeting. Tom Frank has written about right-wing violence. I'm not sure that what happened in Los Angeles is right-wing violence, but the violence in politics. So you're going to want to stick around for that at 9.
Yeah, Dave, I mean, this is another case of people not going for what would be in their own self-interest, just like what, you know, with healthcare. And the whole voting thing, and you know, people in the Midwest.
That's exactly right, and that's
with rich conservatives. Come on,
that's Tom Frank's whole thing.
I know
his whole analysis is about how people vote against their own economic self-interest, and of course, that's
what
as you said,
healthcare thing is all about.
It's what this healthcare thing is all about. That's right. All right, let's get a traffic update.
All right, Dave. Still working this crash westbound C-470 at 285 with backups to Bowles. Our only other stop and go spot. Westbound I-70, Chambers to Colorado. That's due to an earlier crash. Also a little sluggish there. Westbound 76 from Henderson on in. U.S. 85 to 25. Had a couple crashes there early in the morning. But our only current crash on the board is Spear and I-25. 5. That's on the surface streets. Also going to see some heavier jams eastbound 6th Avenue, Wadsworth to 25, and on 270 heading westbound from Quebec to Vasquez. Forecast, sunny to start, partly cloudy this afternoon. Highs in the mid to upper 80s. Right now, 68 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Ski Breckenridge, Keystone, and Arapahoe Basin, and Vail or Beaver Creek for $349. The Arapahoe Basin Bonus Pass is the best way to ski Colorado. Purchase your pass at Sneagrab this weekend. Call 1-888-ARAPAHOE or go to arapahoebasin.com.
AM 760 has the J. Marvin Show mornings at 6.
Your calls do count.
Can you guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them, and they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Attention Northern Colorado. Join Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts, Wednesday, September 9th at 6:30 p.m. in Loveland at the Addison Avenue Credit Union for a solar community event. Learn how to use rebates and incentives to save up to 60% on solar. Save even more when you join with your neighbors to create a solar community. Visit solarips.com/Loveland today to RSVP or call 303-443-0115. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts.
Are you getting pop-ups? How about spam? Well, if you're experiencing any of these symptoms, your computer and your privacy are at risk. Because these are the telltale signs of a virus. It'll only get worse until you act. Get a free diagnosis at mycleanpc.com and optimize your PC.
I got the free diagnosis, and now my computer is lightning fast.
My computer never crashes anymore.
Talk about optimization. My computer isn't even this fast at work.
MyCleanPC.com will remove spyware, viruses, and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to MyCleanPC.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Imagine getting something that will never lose its value. Sound too good to be true? Well, it is true. Word is quickly spreading about the World Reserve's free private handout of armored safes, stocked with never-circulated U.S. government-issued coins and currency. These free armored safes are being turned over to the public who beat the giveaway deadline. To find out how to claim your armored safe, stocked with a personal hoard of brilliant uncirculated coins, you must call before the 72-hour shutoff. Call 1-800-300-9652. Frantic demand for U.S. government coins has caused the U.S. Mint to officially halt the sale of many coins. Today, the World Reserve is releasing their supply of these coins in free armored safes to the general public. These coins will never lose their cash value, no matter what, but you have to keep them safe. That's why the World Reserve Monetary Exchange is stocking these coins in a free armored safe for anyone who calls before the 72-hour shutoff. Find out how to request yours. Call 1-800-300-9652. 1-800-300-9652.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin, taking a couple more of your calls on this health care issue. And the if you want to weigh in on the potential primary between Andrew Romanoff and Michael Bennett, that was featured on Rachel Maddow's show last night at 9 a.m. Tom Frank, the author of What's the Matter with Kansas, and then at 9:30, the founder and editor of Colorado Polls will give us an update on all the political gossip here in the state. So stick around for that. We'll go back to the phones. We'll go to Michelle in Lakewood. Michelle, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, David. How are you?
Good.
I had a question. I was listening to your interview with Congresswoman DeGette, and from the description that she gave, it sounds a lot like CHP, the mm-hmm. Children's Health Plan in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
My kids are on that, and it's great. I pay a premium. And
there are your kids right there.
Well, that's my nephew. My two are there at school, but I mean, I pay a premium every month.
Right.
And my oldest son has epilepsy, and they had to go on it because the insurance that I have through my job dropped my eldest son because of a quote-unquote pre-existing condition.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they refused to cover him.
Yeah.
And so, there's got to be, it's a good plan because it works really well.
Yeah,
problems with it.
This is the story that people don't want out there. It's the story that the insurance industry doesn't want out there, which is that government-sponsored health care actually works and people actually like it. They don't want that story out there because if that story gets out there, it'll remind people that they don't like private insurance. Thanks for the call. All right, stick around. Tom Frank, author of What's the Matter with Kansas, after the national news.
Vespa scooter from AM 760, Fortique Scooters, and Maintenance Matters.
The clinical research department at New West Physicians is currently looking for volunteers to participate in a clinical research study. If you're between the ages of 18 and 85, have a diagnosis of high blood pressure, hypertension, and are being treated with 1 to 3 medications, including an ACE inhibitor or an ARB, have a diagnosis of type 2 diabetes treated with any of the following: diet, exercise, oral diabetic medication, or fixed-dose insulin, then you may qualify to participate in this study. Researchers are looking to evaluate the effects of FDA-approved hypertension drugs on diabetes control. The study will last approximately 31 weeks. If you qualify, study-related tests and drugs are provided at no charge. You'll receive reimbursement for time and travel. To see if you qualify, call 303-785-5992. 303-785-5992. That's 303-785-5992. Or online at nwphysicians.com. That's 303-785-5992. Or online at nwphysicians.com.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Fire teams are gaining ground against the huge station fire that's been raging north of Los Angeles.
We're at 38% containment. This is up 10% from yesterday, and that's a great number.
And Mike Dietrich is with the U.S. Forest Service now with more on the fire. Here's reporter Andrew Mullenbach of CBS station KNX.
They've just been able to get a lot more line, a perimeter around this fire. The weather has been helpful as well. The last couple of days, the humidity has been up some. It hasn't been nearly as warm as it has been. They're still expecting containment sometime about 2 weeks from now. So that really shows just how big this fire is. It's now burned more than 219 square miles.
The Federal Aviation Administration has put out the order to the airlines replace Airbus airspeed sensors that are thought to have played a role in a deadly June crash. Mike Boyd is an aviation consultant.
It's an abundance of caution. We don't know what happened to the Air France airplane, but if there's any indication that a speed sensor had something to do with it, to order the replacement is a good, sound safety move.
All 228 people on board died when Air France Flight 447 went down. The European Aviation Safety Agency issued a similar order on Monday. Americans weren't in much of a spending mood last month, so retailers reporting sales figures today didn't get as much of a back-to-school boost as they'd hoped for. Retail analyst Ken Perkins says Americans are thinking carefully before they buy.
Instead of buying three or four things this year, they're buying two or three things. And instead of going a little more upscale or buying brand names, they're going downscale and buying private labels and going to off-price retailers.
Analysts say that weak sales in August often foreshadow sluggish holiday retail activity. Vice President Joe Biden is singing the praises of the $787 billion economic stimulus in a speech set for delivery this morning. Biden says the program has exceeded administration expectations. He says the money's helped pay for 135,000 jobs in education and the hiring or the retention of 5,000 police officers. Losing a job is hard enough on the family finances, but new research from Rutgers University has found that there is even more pressure on the unemployed. The report's co-author, Professor Carl Van Horn, says it often leaves people traumatized.
They've lost sleep. They're avoiding social situations. They have strained family relations.
As one of the other researchers puts it, it's a world of hurt out there for the jobless. The late Senator Edward Kennedy's memoirs entitled True Compass will be published in less than 2 weeks. Among the excerpts now released, Kennedy says he was haunted until the day he died by the Chappaquiddick incident 40 years ago. Kennedy biographer Peter Cannello says these revelations are important.
People didn't know what was in his head, and so for him to come out now posthumously and acknowledge that it's a terrible burden of guilt that he's been bearing, I think it's significant to know that.
Kennedy writes that his actions following the drowning of Mary Jo Kopechne were inexcusable. Two more soldiers have died in Iraq. The military says they were killed when their vehicle crashed. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 6 points. This is CBS News.
Thanks for calling the Calypso Hotel.
I need to cancel my reservation.
Really? We just chlorinated the pool.
Yeah, we're staying home and going to Lowe's.
We have new miniature soap.
We're thinking more new refrigerator.
This Labor Day weekend, come to Lowe's and enjoy staying home. Right now, receive 20% off Energy Star major appliances, free next day delivery and haul away. 7 days a week, no rebates, all major appliances. Lowe's, let's build something together. Energy Star offer valid 9/3 to 9/7. Discount taken at register. Delivery offer valid through 10/30. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Valid in U.S. only.
Snuggling on your new Serta mattress, you think, did I really save that much and get a $50 gift card? I must be dreaming. No, you're not. It's the Labor Day mattress event, only at Sam's Club. Purchase a select king or queen mattress from Serta, makers of the world's best mattresses, and get a $50 Sam's Club gift card now through Labor Day. That's on top of the already impressive Serta values, with queen mattresses starting at less than $300. So go on, pinch yourself. These savings are as real as it gets. Visit your local Sam's Club or samsclub.com.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. The tight job markets actually led to an increase in the number of substitute teachers. The Colorado Department of Education issued more than 10 times the number of sublicenses last school year from the year before. That according to the Denver Post. It follows that school districts are filling classroom vacancies at better rates these days as people without work or with part-time jobs cobble together what they need month to month. The economic crisis has hit Focus on the Family. The conservative Christian group says it's laying off 8% of its workforce. A statue of Ronald McDonald has been stolen from a bench outside the Ronald McDonald House in Denver. The statue of Ronald is a favorite of kids. They hope it's returned. If not, they'll try to raise money for a new Ronald. And the rumor of Brandon Marshall being traded to the New York Jets is greatly exaggerated. That according to Broncos head coach Josh McDaniels.
We're looking forward to having Brandon back on the 6th of September and starting our preparation for Cincinnati with him.
The Broncos host Arizona in preseason play this evening. And the Rockies beat the Mets last night 5-2. They go for the sweep this afternoon at Coors Field. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where we're still seeing some delays on the west side. We had an earlier accident on C-470 right around 285. Off to the shoulder, catching a lot of looks. Still going to be sluggish through there. Leftover heavy pockets as well as on both 270 as well as on I-70 over that elevated stretch. Speeds are going to drop into the 20s and 30s through both of those areas. We're cleaning up crashes downtown. Spear and I-25. We've got another one, 19th and Broadway. 16th and Lincoln is the scene of another accident. Now we're getting word of another one. This occurred at Quincy and Monaco. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be another warm day with a high of about 85, 86 degrees. Cool in the overnight low, dropping down to 55. We do have a chance of seeing some afternoon showers. Currently, we're looking at partly cloudy skies, just a little bit hazy, and it's 69 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Don't miss Xcel Energy's blowout rebates. Get up to $100.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Presenting the one, the only.
Entertaining. Quentin Tarantino has struck box office gold and scored the best opening weekend of his career with his latest movie, Inglourious Basterds, which ranked in a whopping $37.6 million. The movie, which stars Brad Pitt, tells the story of a group of Jewish American commandos who wage a violent and surprisingly humorous war on the Nazis.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Attention all food fans. The first ever Top Chef Master has been named, and the new season of the regular flavored show has begun. Chef Rick Bayless came out on top after his master's battle with competitors Hubert Keller and Michael Chiarello and won $100,000 for his favorite charity. Next came the new season premiere with 17 new chef testants fighting for the title of Top Chef.
Spilding as Mike Heck of a Job Brownie. I mean, that is just, I just saw Brownie out in the hall. I just something's going wrong in my life if that's my reality on a daily basis. Okay, speaking of my reality, on the line, a good friend of mine, Tom Frank, the author of What's the Matter with Kansas, The Wrecking Crew. I'm sure everybody who's listening to this radio broadcast knows who Tom Frank is. He's also a columnist left-wing rag known as the Wall Street Journal. Tom, thanks for taking the time this morning.
How are you today, Dave?
I'm doing well.
Listen. If I send you a copy of The Wrecking Crew, will you get Brownie to autograph it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There he is. Brownie is in the studio right now. He's in John Turk's studio. Let's see if we can get him on. He's going to come into the studio. Tom, you want to talk to Heck of a Job Brownie?
Is that really him?
I'm dead serious. He's coming into the studio, I think.
What do we say?
I don't know. All right, he's coming. Here he is. Here he is, folks. Heck of a Job Brownie. In the studio. Or you can do either one. Either one.
Hello?
Mike Brown. How you doing? It's nice to meet you.
David?
Yeah, so we just shook hands. All right, so Heck of a Job Brownie's here.
It is truly now the apocalypse.
It is the apocalypse.
It is now the apocalypse.
It is the apocalypse.
Sirota and Brownie are together in the same studio.
And you know who we have on the line?
Who?
Thomas Frank.
Thomas Frank. My God, this is the apocalypse.
Now he's
the end of the world.
It is the end of the world.
Now I promised him that he's going to send me one of his books called The Wrecking Crew. And his book is about some of the things that you were involved in. And we're going to get him, I promised him that I would try to see if you would autograph his book for him. Would you do that?
I very well may. I have to read whatever he says about me first.
Okay,
because that will obviously cloud what I say in the
office. Ah, okay. It will inform your inscription.
It's got several pages about FEMA.
Yeah. And?
I interviewed a lot of people at FEMA. It's got a lot of speculation about your predecessor there, Joe Albaugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think you're only in it for a page or so.
Oh, boo. What about
still,
good?
Still, it would be a great honor to have you.
Yeah, I very well may do that.
Well, Tom's book is about my head is exploding because I have to conduct this interview with both of you here. We're talking about.
I first had to find out whether or not Clear Channel is going to pay me for my time.
A true capitalist.
Right.
That's right. I agree with you.
Now that's an interesting point because that's one of the that's the theory that I have about the book and. Michael Brown, you've spent a lot of time here in Washington D.C. You know the way this town works, but there's a whole industry here. It's not just conservatives in government, but there's a whole conservative industry here in Washington D.C. where everybody has to get paid for their politics. A perfect example: the national chairman of the College Republicans. You know this, Dave Sirota. He gets paid, I don't know what, like $30,000-$40,000 a year. National chairman of the Young Democrats or College Democrats gets paid nothing because being a liberal is like a charity operation.
That is such baloney.
No, that's true. Yeah, that's true. I'm not criticizing it.
I know it's true that they don't get paid.
Yes.
But liberals so often play down the fact that they're wealthy. Come on, just admit it.
Well, hold on a minute. That's a different question. I'm going to take a moderate position here and say, yes, you're right. There are certainly a lot of wealthy liberals out there. And I actually, Tom, and I think you would agree, I don't have problems with conservatives paying their movement folks fairly well. In fact, my problem is that progressives and liberal organizations, they spout things that they want society to enact, which I think is a good thing. I support, you know, the agenda of paying people better, et cetera, et cetera. But among organizations, they actually don't pay people nearly all that well. It's hard to make a living wage in progressive politics. I don't fault conservatives
true.
For doing
it. The problem is the business model that you're going to use to get your guys paid.
That's the problem.
That's the killer, you know? That's the problem. That's where it all comes down.
It's hard to advocate for higher wages for working people and better unionization and generate a lot of corporate cash to pay for the political campaigns that make that reality.
The liberal corporate capitalists don't want those things.
You know what? You and I are agreeing. One of my problems.
It's because it's the apocalypse.
You're right. It is the apocalypse. I'm agreeing with Mike Brown. He's in the studio. I'm on the line with Tom Frank. And here's the thing, Tom. I'm going to ask you this question because a heck of a job Brownie has brought this up, and I think it's a good question. Is there a problem in progressive politics, in liberal politics, where you have millionaires and billionaires funding parts of the movement, but that those millionaires and billionaires don't necessarily want the progressive liberal institutions that they fund to actually push economic policies
that liberal millionaires don't want to deal with? I'm sorry, that's just so cruel, heck of a job, Brownie, but to say that. But,
I'm sure he's heard it before.
He
you know
about rich liberals, we all know that's true. I mean, I recently moved to Bethesda, Maryland. I moved from the district.
You're a rich liberal.
You obviously are. Exactly. Bethesda?
Well, I'm not saying that I'm a rich person or anything like that. I mean, you can
God
read
forbid.
My description of myself and what's the matter with Kansas, but this Bethesda is a very wealthy suburb of Washington, and it happens to be very, very liberal. And so, you know, you walk down the main street of Bethesda, you know, and it's all these little, very cute little boutiques. I mean, very boutique-y boutiques, you know. And your average person sees that, and it's like liberalism and plutocracy have in some way come together in the popular imagination. And I'm not, I mean, I've written about this before. We know that it's true in certain areas, but in my mind, this is one of the things that is killing the left in this country, because they can't say, look what's happening right now, what's on the front page of every newspaper in America, healthcare reform, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the Democrats are having a terrible time remembering why this is their number one signature issue. They don't remember. This is what I've been writing about in the Wall Street Journal, by the way, for the last 2 weeks. They can justify it in a sort of technocratic way, and they can show you the flow charts, and they can do the little
bend the curve, right? That's their right, yeah.
And they can talk about you know, how the U.S. has that, you know, about efficiency. You know, the U.S. has the highest, healthcare costs the most here, and we have the, you know, the poorest public health, or however you want to look at it. They can do all that stuff very, very well. They can compare all the different plans on the table. What they can't do, and what's killing them, is that they can't talk about in the broadest sweeping terms why we as a society need to do this. And it's funny, because that's what Democrats, that's what they used to do. You look back at a guy like Harry Truman, that's what he was all about, was talking about in those big picture things. But now, and I'm sorry, I'm going to veer even further from the subject here, Mr. Sirota, if you watch or listen to those, you know, the hijacked town hall meetings,
mm-hmm.
What you hear, and look, I'm not going to say that these things weren't hijacked or that it wasn't AstroTurf or something like that, but the people who brought up these questions, a lot of the questions that they asked were legitimate, you know.
Totally.
The Democrat who's up there in the hot seat should have been able to answer those questions.
And every
single one that I watched, instead, the Democrat would just sort of stand there and sort of, you know, be silent or change the subject or something like that. Why can't they answer the big questions?
Well,
I'll tell you why. It's because you look at those shops in downtown Bethesda, because that's what they have become. You know, that's the image.
And let me ask this question.
They've lost touch with their, you know, with their roots.
Let me ask this question to both you and Brownie. I never thought I would be able to.
That's Mr. Brown.
Mr. Brown. I never thought I'd actually be able to say like George W. Bush. I'd actually be able to make the reference in like a real way. But Brownie, I got a question. But like a serious question for both of you. And I ask this. I'm not trying to be a jerk. But part of the problem in this debate is that people do not have confidence in government. And part of the reason, one of the reasons why people don't have confidence in government is because of situations like Katrina. So let me just throw this to Brownie. Isn't it convenient for conservatives to be able to argue that the government doesn't work when conservatives are at least, I'll be conservative about it. Conservatives are at least partially responsible for making government not work that well?
Yeah, but you raise it. Actually, you're absolutely correct. But you raise a larger issue, and that is, I think, on both sides of the aisle, on both sides of the political spectrum, that government is losing its legitimacy because people are seeing that when it doesn't work, and you and I could have a huge argument about what does work mean.
Right,
I mean,
right, yeah.
What's it really supposed to be doing,
mm-hmm.
and what's the extent to which it's supposed to work. But because it doesn't work in terms of liberal policies, and it oftentimes doesn't work in terms of conservative policies, I have a real serious concern about the United States government and even some state and local governments losing their legitimacy. And legitimacy is the only thing that keeps this country separate from a monarchy or from a totalitarian dictatorship. It's that we give legitimacy to those people that stand up in the town halls
mm-hmm.
or that go to Congress who are supposed to vote and represent us.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't have that legitimacy, it goes to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah, and what I'm saying is that isn't part of the reason why it's losing its legitimacy is whether, I mean, it's the question of does it inherently not work? Does government inherently not work? Or has it just not worked? In other words, the idea seems to be that government can't work, as opposed to government, in certain instances, has not worked. And I'll just go
right,
to Tom Frank.
Right. Well,
yeah.
this is the theme of the Wrecking Crew. To boil the enormous argument down to a single sentence or two is that it's that conservatives succeed when government fails. I mean, the movement succeeds. Oh, there's all sorts of different ways of looking at it, but the conservative movement likes to talk about government failing. It wins elections when government fails. When government loses legitimacy, like Michael Brown said, when government loses legitimacy, that's the sort of condition where the conservative movement does very well, as we're seeing right now before our very eyes.
So are you actually saying so that when you elect at some level, if you elect conservatives, you are electing people who have an interest in making things not work? What do you say to that, Brownie?
Well, I think there's an interest in not making it work, but in pulling it back, reining it in. And I think that the problem both liberals and conservatives have is that regardless of what policy we want to implement, the government at the federal level has become so big and so bureaucratic that whatever policy we try to implement, you know, the Sirota apocalyptic whatever or the Brown conservative whatever, neither one of those policies will work because the bureaucratic and administrative nature of what we've created has become so large and cumbersome, it can't work.
But then what's your answer to Medicare? I mean, you're saying Medicare doesn't work? People love Medicare. What about Social Security? People love Social Security.
I think that the problem is Medicare, we never put it on an actuarially sound basis. So it just doesn't work because it's finances.
Hold on a minute. But Medicare functionally works in the sense that people like the services they get from Medicare.
That's correct.
So it works. We've got an actuarial problem, but it works. So
that's right.
So when you think about that and you want to be intellectually honest about it, how can you argue that government doesn't work when I can throw you Medicare? I don't think the Pentagon works all that well, but conservatives certainly don't like to say
hugely inefficient.
Well, a lot of conservatives don't like to say the Pentagon doesn't work. All I'm asking is, how can conservatives, and Tom, feel free to weigh in on this as well. Tom Frank is on the line, the author of What's the Matter with Kansas. How can conservatives make the argument that government, the sweeping argument that government doesn't work, when I can give you examples of very large government programs that have some problems, but for the most part, work?
Hey, Dave. This is what, like I said before, this is the theme of the Wrecking Crew. This is what it's all about. What is the conservative state look like. And, you know, when these guys campaign against big government for the last 50 years or whatever, and then they get in charge of big government, what do they do to it? One thing that they do is they outsource and they privatize the operations. And so the bureaucracy has actually been, you know, it looks very different now than it did, say, 30 or 40 years ago. And in fact, the city of Washington, D.C. looks very different now because of all the way that the bureaucracy has been farmed out to, you know, to private contractors.
Now, wait. Brownie's got a point here. Brownie's is signaling he wants to make a point.
Oh, I can't believe I'm going to say this. Tom's right. I mean, one of the problems that I had within FEMA and Homeland Security was the fact that you have so many contractors that I forget what the, you know, there was some CFR thing I had to sign off on as a general counsel at FEMA, whether something should be outsourced or was inherently government. And I remember arguing to a brick wall sometimes that those things that you're trying to outsource are not. They're truly inherently government functions and should be done within Homeland Security and not by contractors.
So you're actually coming on AM 760 Progressive Talk and saying that you are, at some level, critical of the over-privatization of some functions of government.
Well, this is a history-making moment.
This is a history-making moment.
You go back and you talk to anybody within DHS, you will find that I was probably the one guy, truly the one guy, that would argue many times that if you convert this from an inherently governmental function to a contractor function, you lose control.
Mm-hmm.
You lose the ability to make it kind of nimble and quick to respond and do things. And it suddenly becomes a contracting issue. And if you've ever tried to do government contracting, that inherently slows things down.
I just want to say,
you're going to have to sign the wrecking crew now because you agree with it.
I mean, this is. I mean, I just.
All right,
John Turk, gong in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. This is a major victory for the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. There it is. Heck of a job, Brownie, on this show, acknowledges a fundamental point, and you know what? Brownie, I have a newfound respect for you. I really do, because there are so few conservatives who can be honest about this. You're actually being an honest person,
which I've always been.
Well, I'm not saying you haven't been,
despite what you know the liberal press. And look, I get that I became the face of Katrina, but I think that if the progressive kind of liberal folks, well, I'll give you examples: Keith Olbermann, Bill Maher, Stephen Colbert, Chris Matthews, all of those guys have come back and apologized to me for having gotten it wrong, because they now, when they see the facts, they go, oh, this guy really was fighting some of that stuff within the administration.
Well,
this guy really was trying to do something.
This is why I don't like to meet people. I like to sit in my cave and not meet the people who
are... With his blinders on.
Not with blinders. I get all the different, but when you personalize it and when you meet somebody who's at least willing to be honest, I'm willing to be honest about, and you know what? Give me and Tom Frank some credit. We acknowledge your point that there are millionaire and billionaire liberals who are not interested really necessarily in the progressive politics that they supposedly preach. This is a big day. Now, Tom, can you stick with us?
We got a
2 minute break.
This is incredible.
Brownie, can you stick with us for a 2 minute break?
I can for
you. Sure? We'll see if Clear Channel will reimburse you. We'll try to check that out. You're a good capitalist. We're good capitalists here. All right, we're going to take a break. 9:24 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. In studio, heck of a job, Brownie. On the phone, Tom Frank, author of What's the Matter with Kansas. This is a history-making day here. We'll take a break and we'll come back for another short segment. Stick around. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Got a few surface street accidents, 16th and Lincoln, one at Quincy and Monaco, and finally 19th and Broadway as you're trying to get around downtown. That one's kind of messing folks up. Our heavy jams right now, westbound C-470, Bulls to 285. That's due to an earlier accident. And the normal jams coming southbound on 25 Park Avenue past Spear Boulevard. Your forecast today, sunny to start, partly cloudy this afternoon with isolated thunderstorms. Highs in the mid-upper 80s right now, 68 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee buyers travel the world and taste more than 250,000 cups of coffee a year to ensure the highest quality beans for your...
Are you in a job you hate? Wonder why you haven't found the career you love? The Streeter Opportunity Group has helped many in the same position with their Life 101 Living Backwards course, guaranteed to give you a plan and a mentor. Register by September 7th and receive a discounted tuition rate of $99. You have nothing to lose, except that job you hate. call the Streeter Opportunity Group, 720-401-2161. That's 720-401-2161.
I want to suck your...
I get it. Blood makes you squeamish.
Love sucks on the CW Thursday.
That was good.
The Vampire Diaries, series premiere Thursday, September 10th, followed by the season premiere of Supernatural on the CW.
REI asks, just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out at the REI Labor Day Sale. You'll find great deals on gear that can help your family and friends get outside and end summer on a high note. Save up to 30% on select camping, hiking, cycling, and backpacking gear. All backed by our 100% guarantee. The REI Labor Day Sale, August 28th to September 7th. Stop by your local REI retailer or shop REI.com. REI. Find out.
1-877-505-8130. Or visit chroniclowbackpainstudy.com.
Breaking news. The IRS announced that their settlement divisions will now grant more leniency to help Americans who cannot pay the IRS. This is an unprecedented opportunity for anyone who owes back taxes. The CBS Evening News and the Wall Street Journal interviewed Nationwide Tax Relief for this story. Here is Nationwide's founder and CEO, Richard Boggs.
This leniency announcement is the biggest news out of the IRS in 10 years. Our clients owe $20,000 to $200,000. Some owe several million. And tax debt reductions right now in the 50 to 90% range are not unusual when you have the history and the relationships with the IRS like we do. My staff of tax attorneys can now get better settlements for more clients than ever before. The IRS will discontinue this leniency program. Anyone who's been procrastinating about their IRS problem just got very lucky.
Call Nationwide for your free confidential consultation at 800-650-1540. That's 800-650-1540. 800-650-1540 now.
Still 928 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in here for Jay Marvin. On the line with us is Tom Frank, the author of What's the Matter with Kansas and The Wrecking Crew. And in studio, as a surprise, Mike Heck of a Job Brownie. We call him Brownie here on this show. And we were talking off the air.
You know, I get a royalty for every time someone says that.
You should have trademarked that. It would be good. You could, like, syndicate it. You could be making money. Right. You're a capitalist, right? Every time somebody says it.
Right.
So... We're getting back to our discussion, and Tom, your latest column in the Wall Street Journal is about Democrats, you put it on Democrats, failing to engage on the debate about the role of government. Now, explain your argument, and I will just ask this question, and I'd be curious to hear what Brownie says about it as well, which is that the argument would be that Democrats are being smart by not engaging in a debate about the role of government because conservatives have so well owned that debate, as evidenced by what we were just talking about in the previous segment. What do you say to that?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Tom Frank?
Yeah.
Conservatives, well, if they do own it, they certainly shouldn't own it. This is you know, the essential terrain that the parties ought to be fighting over. We've been having this, you know, the grand sort of free market experiment in government ever since 1980, and we've never had a big public, you know, debate, discussion, conversation over whether we should be doing it or why we should be doing it. It's always been about these other issues, you know, culture war things. I think Democrats, I should stop saying Democrats, I think liberals should welcome that debate and they should win that debate, but they're not even trying. And so what you see in the healthcare debate is people showing up at these town hall meetings, you know, hopping mad, angry as hell, and asking, saying, well, what I thought I would do in the Wall Street Journal was sort of go down the list of the big issues that people want to have a debate about and go through them one by one. And the one that I started with, and by the way, these are all issues where the Democrats just dodge the debate. They don't have the conversation. They don't enter into the debate. And the one that I dealt with this week was about the issue of personal responsibility, where you have people coming to these town hall meetings and saying, look, healthcare, I've been responsible all my life. I've played by the rules. I've made sure that I worked for a good employer and got good health insurance through my employer, and now you're going to tell me that I have to pay for someone else's health care?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they see it strictly as a personal, as an article of personal responsibility. And that's a, you know, that's a legitimate argument, and the Democrats should be able to deal with that, but instead they just sort of blow it off. So I went through the argument myself this week and you know, argued with them on my you know, on my own little 800-word space in the Wall Street Journal.
And let me just follow up then with Brownie. What is your solution? What is the conservative solution to health care, right? I mean, if the solution isn't government, if that's not the solution, then what is, from a conservative?
Well, I don't know. I can give it to you from mine.
Yeah, I mean, give me,
yeah,
sure.
I don't think the conservatives would necessarily like this, but the problem is we don't have anything that, first of all, the minute that both the government and the insurance companies get in, that starts skewering the true cost of whatever something is. And so the costs just continue to increase. And I think part of the way to get that out of there is to either somehow regulate the insurance companies, put some limitations or restrictions or mandates on what they can and cannot do, and try to control prices that way. Now, my conservative friends will argue, well, now you're talking about, you know, either price fixing or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and they'll argue that won't work. But we already have an artificial market. As long as the government's involved, we're going to have an artificial market.
Government involved meaning VA, Medicare,
VA or Medicare,
Medicaid,
or whatever it is. So as long as they're involved, we're going to have an artificial market. So all we can do at that point, because we're not going to get rid of Medicare and VA and all of that, right?
We're not.
Okay. So now let's just put on some controls that control what happens on the other side, where it's not necessarily government intervention.
Well, what about the argument, and Tom, I know how you feel about this, what about the argument, Newt Gingrich sort of forwards this argument, that if we just make the cost of health care better felt by the individual patient through healthcare savings accounts, that the individual patient will therefore bring down the cost of healthcare because they might not go for the extra test that they don't need.
That's how? I mean, what's the mechanism by which they're going to do that? By their consuming?
No, well, but yeah, basically.
But it's not that kind of a field.
No, of course.
I'm sorry, am I interrupting?
No, go ahead.
Healthcare is a field where there's, you know, market failures just across the board. I mean, to get back to the sort of the baseline original one, people understand this as a matter, as an issue of personal responsibility, but there is no field where, you know, that's less the case.
I mean, I'll just add to what you're saying. It's the problem with that, I think, with that argument. And I'm agreeing with you, Tom Frank, the author of What's the Matter with Kansas, I'm agreeing with you, of course, which is that you can walk into a supermarket, and as a consumer, you can have a decent shot of comparing products. When you walk into a doctor's office, the doctor's gone to school for 8, 10, 12 years. I mean, I don't know if the doctor says you got to get this test and not this test. What am I going to comparison shop? Or
that's
I'm going
right.
to say, I don't want this?
He's an expert and you aren't. It's asymmetric information. And there's asymmetric information all, I mean, this is an economist term, but there's asymmetric information all across this field. You also, there's certain things that you know that the doctor doesn't know, but at any rate, it's not a level playing field. It's not something that lends itself to market exchange very well.
Yeah, so Brownie,
right,
what do
right.
you say to your conservative friends who?
Well, but let me give you an example of that, because I've tried to play that market in my own life. So my wife and I went to a health savings account. You know, we got like a $5,000 or $10,000
mm-hmm.
deductible or something. But what I've discovered is now some of the medications I take, because I'm an old fart, so you know, and I like to eat greasy food, and I've got to, you know, take my Lipitor and stuff. I can't now. I'm paying like, you know, the regular price for that stuff.
Right.
I don't have a copay.
Right.
That ticks me off.
Right.
Yeah, and that's
right.
And you've just discovered one of the powers of insurance. And insurance is, you know, to take a big historical step back here, insurance is kind of a private sector version of socialism, where we all band together, you know, and create this pool, and then we buy insurance collectively to insure against risks that none of us can face individually. And, you know, that what we're proposing to do here is set up a pool that's so large, you know, the public option,
mm-hmm.
that you can, you know, you can bargain effectively. And the thing is that what people don't understand when they talk about personal responsibility is that if you have any kind of health insurance, personal responsibility is already out of the question. You're already, you know, your money is mingled with everybody else's. You're already paying for somebody else's health care. You know, people who are healthy pay into health insurance all their life through their, you know, through their job or something like that, and they don't ever use it. Whereas people who have health
problems. Right, that's why you buy insurance,
exactly.
is to offload the
risk.
Because
there's so much chance. I mean, you might, like, look at the page one of the Washington Post today. You might eat the cookie dough tainted with E. coli. Or you might be in a natural disaster. Or you might get hit by a bus. I mean, it's precisely the field where personal responsibility makes no sense at all. And yet that's the Democrats can't.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I mean, obviously the whole thing about, should people eat and treat themselves healthy.
You should avoid sweets, not smoke so much, that sort of thing. And that goes for you especially, David Sirota. You need to cut down on smoking.
I am not a smoker, folks. I am not a smoker. All right, listen, we're out of time here. It's 9:36. I just want to thank you, Tom Frank, for taking the time. I want to thank you.
I have to say, this has been a heck of an honor.
Heck of an honor.
You know, and I have to confess something to Tom, too.
Yes.
I actually own and have read What's Wrong with Kansas.
All right. I mean, I got to tell you something. If you keep making statements like the insurance industry should be regulated, Brownie, and that you've read Tom Frank's What's the Matter with Kansas, you get kicked right out of that party.
No, but you know what? They're gonna give him a job in the Obama administration.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
That will be the sign of the apocalypse.
That would be the sign of the apocalypse. Now, wait, before we go, I just, our sign off on this historic day in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo.
God. He's
pulled
it up,
let's just, here we go, just as
Brownie's
a sign off.
Brownie. The FEMA director's working 24.
Brownie, you are doing a heck of a job. No, but seriously, thank you so much for taking the time. And I fully support in my tiny little power here, which is zero, at Clear Channel, you getting reimbursed. You're a capitalist. You deserve to get reimbursed for your time here in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. Tom Frank, thanks so much. Brownie, heck of a job. All right, after this, after a break, we're going to go to Colorado Polls, the editor of Colorado Polls, to get some of the latest gossip on politics here in the state. Stick around. First, a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. As I get myself together here, I got a few situations out there you want to avoid. 16th and Lincoln, one at 19th and Broadway, so those really close to each other. Also a crash just southwest of there, Quincy and Monaco. And the rest of the drive started to get pretty good for us, 50s and 60s on 225 traveling between 70 and the Tech Center. Also no problems on C470. Maybe some residual traffic out there on the westbound side, Bowles to 285, but really nothing to tell you about right now. Your forecast, mostly sunny, perhaps a few afternoon clouds. Small chance for thunderstorms along the Front Range and foothills. Look for a high around 87, currently 71 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Babies cry, so what's your plan? Learn how to soothe a crying baby and what to do when you can't stop the crying. Learn how to prepare caregivers and how to talk to anyone about shaken baby syndrome. Visit calmacryingbaby.org today.
Join AM 760 at A Taste of Colorado this Labor Day weekend, Friday.
I'm now hearing from consumers who've been using Leptothin with great results, losing 30 pounds or more by using Leptothin consistently twice a day for 60 days. So I asked the manufacturer to extend its money-back guarantee from 30 to 60 days because I want people to give it time to work. Leptothin addresses weight loss on a cellular level. It controls hunger and cravings and revs up your fat burning. Nothing like it is available in stores. Call now 800-700-DIET, 800-700-DIET, or GoGetThin.com.
Landmark Lincoln Mercury is your destination for the largest selection of new Lincoln and Mercury product in the state. So if you're in the market to purchase or lease a vehicle, put Landmark on your list. The Lincoln Mercury product on display is stunning in design and function. Mercury Mariner, Mercury Milan, Lincoln MKZ, Lincoln Navigator, Lincoln MKS, Lincoln MKX, and the much anticipated Lincoln MKT. These vehicles are simply spectacular. Ford Motor Credit offers factory subsidized leasing on every Lincoln or low-rate financing on all Lincoln and Mercurys, including certified pre-owned. If you desire a non-pressure buying experience, have one of our long-term professionals assist you. Landmark Lincoln Mercury has achieved number one ranking in Denver in sales and service performance. For the best in price, selection, and complete customer satisfaction, visit us at 5000 South Broadway or at buylincolns.com. Make the Landmark decision.
Volume claim based on total retail sales for the state of Colorado based on 2008 Ford statistics. Sales and service claims based on total retail sales for the city of Denver based on 2008 Ford statistics.
Putting the magic into Irvin Johnson took a lot of hard work, but the reward was worth it. Your hard work is rewarded at Rent-A-Center. Find the good stuff your family wants from Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more. No credit checks, no credit needed. And it's all backed by 100% satisfaction guarantee. Nice to know Rent-A-Center's working hard for you.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See Rent-A-Center.com for complete details.
Do you use medical marijuana? Well, then we'll talk real slow. Get a craving killer half slab of St. Louis ribs for $5. Big Papa's Barbecue. BBQDenver.com. BBQDenver.com.
Oh, has $5 off our top paint brands. Behr, Glidden, Ralph Lauren, and Fresh Air. $5 off 1 gallon cans and $20 off 5 gallon buckets by mail-in rebate. Savings you can put toward brushes, rollers, or to enjoy the extra day of your long weekend. Starting with $5 off our best paint brands. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through 9/7, U.S. only. See store for exclusions and details.
I can't believe your sister is 50. She looks great.
Hey, I'm only 45. Are you trying to tell me something?
Well, no, honey, you look fine, but she looks like she's 35. She doesn't have any wrinkles.
You're not helping.
Maybe those women with smooth, younger-looking skin didn't get good skin genes. Maybe they got a free trial of hydroxytone. Clinically proven hydroxytone has three of the top anti-aging ingredients in one jar. So it's easy to erase the appearance of wrinkles, tighten your skin, and make your frown lines disappear from view. If you want to take years off your appearance faster than you ever thought possible, call now for your risk-free trial of hydroxytone. For a limited time, you can try it before you buy it. Call 1-800-500-1189. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Get your risk-free trial at 1-800-500-1189. That number again is 1-800-500-1189.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. That was a, wow, that was just a heck of a job. Brownie, if you're still listening, thanks for coming on the show. We'll try to get you back on at another time. But that was, I guess that's the fun of live radio. You get, sometimes things can go a little haywire and actually be a little bit fun. All right, now, as promised, on the line with us, we've got Jason Bain. He is the founder, writer, and editor of Colorado Polls, the big Colorado political website, www.coloradopolls.com. You find all the latest news and rumors and gossip and all of it verified, of course, about Colorado politics at www.coloradopolls. Jason, a lot of news out there in Colorado this week. Seems like a particularly busy week. In your mind, what is the biggest political story happening in Colorado now? Where should we be? What should we be watching most closely?
You mean aside from you talking to Michael Brown?
Yeah, aside from us making big news talking to Brownie.
Well, I think, you know, clearly the last week has been just a whirlwind in terms of the U.S. Senate race in Colorado. First, you had Jane Norton, the former lieutenant governor, apparently getting ready to enter the race on the Republican side. And then you've got Andrew Romanoff, the former Democratic Speaker of the House, deciding to primary Michael Bennett.
Now, I'll stop you right there. How real do you think both of those are?
I think Romanoff is in. I think that's pretty much a done deal. I think he's, you know, from what I understand, he's, you know, he's been calling around, you know, looking for staff and you know, looking to kind of put together a team to make a run. So I think that's definitely real. Jane Norton is a little tougher to say. I mean, Norton for the last, really in the last 10 years has been floated for everything from Congress to Senate to governor, and she's always demurred, always decided not to run. And so, you know, I think with Norton, for me anyway, it's I'll believe it when I see it, but on paper anyway, at least, you know, she's the best candidate the Republicans have.
And again, that Democratic primary, and we'll get to the Republican primary in a second. The Democratic primary, how real, you said you think Romanoff is almost definitely in. All right, so then the next logical question is, do you think he has a good chance of making a very, very strong run, or do you believe that the advantages of incumbency and fundraising that Michael Bennett currently has right now makes the run a fool's errand?
Oh, I definitely don't think it's a fool's errand. I mean, I think this is it's very competitive, and I think you could make an argument that Romanoff, as long as he can raise money enough to be competitive. I mean, Bennett's got, some $3 million already. Romanoff's not going to catch him fundraising-wise, but if he can raise enough to be competitive and be able to get himself up on TV and put together a good campaign, I think he can win, and I really do, because, when you talk about name ID being such an important thing in any kind of statewide race like this, Romanoff is one of the few Democrats over the years that has traveled all over the state. He's been everywhere, and Democrats really know who he is, and I don't know that Democrats, by and large, know who Bennett is yet.
And then the obvious follow-up question is, where do you come down on this idea that was floated, for instance, in Mike Litwin's column? Not that Mike Litwin patented it, of course. It's a very old cliche, which is that a Democratic primary would weaken the Democratic Party, specifically in this race, potentially weaken whoever becomes the general election nominee and throw potentially the race unnecessarily to the Republicans. Do you buy that argument, or do you not buy that argument?
No, I don't buy that argument at all for a couple of reasons. I mean, I think that's a blanket statement, I think, that doesn't apply to every race. I mean, particularly in this race, the Republican field isn't particularly strong. So, Democrats could have a five-way primary, and there's still not a tough Republican candidate waiting in the wings to face them. It's not like, it's not like you've got a tough primary, and then you've got to take on like a tough Republican incumbent.
Well, but it could be. I mean, the situation could be. And we're talking to Jason Bain. He's the founder and writer at ColoradoPolls.com, www.ColoradoPolls.com, one of the leading Colorado political websites. It's basically my homepage every morning, and so I encourage everybody to check it out, www.ColoradoPolls.com. But you could see a quote-unquote Democratic doomsday scenario where former Lieutenant Governor Jane Norton either clears the Republican field or almost clears the Republican U.S. Senate field, and she is the presumptive nominee, and Democrats have a very contentious primary between former House Speaker Andrew Romanoff and incumbent Senator Michael Bennett. If that doomsday, let's just play that out. If that doomsday scenario happens, would that change your view on whether a Senate primary is a good or bad thing for the Democratic Party in Colorado?
Yeah, I don't think so, because Bennett and Romanoff are both strong candidates. I think I don't think it's a scenario where you've got a sort of an unknown candidate who could end up winning and the general public or the average voter doesn't know him. I mean, I think you could almost make an argument too that a primary helps Bennett in that if he ends up winning the primary, and that it only gets him even more press, even more, gets his name out there even more, and so he's more well known for a general election. I think it helps either candidate, frankly, and I don't see the downside to it, really.
Let's move over to the gubernatorial race for a second here. And again, we're talking to Jason Bain. He's the founder and writer at ColoradoPolls.com, www.ColoradoPolls.com. The race for governor. Now, you're going to almost certainly have a contentious Republican primary between at some point, Scott McGinnis, the former congressman, was the presumptive frontrunner, but has made a number of mistakes over the last couple weeks. And the other leading candidate, although by no means the only candidate, is State Senator Josh Penry. Do you think their contentious primary could weaken the Republican chances in the general election against incumbent Democratic Governor Bill Ritter?
See, I do think that will weaken them, and the reason is that because of the way the Republican voters are and the Republican base in Colorado, in order to win a Republican primary, you have to tack so far to the right that you have to end up making statements and taking positions on really contentious social issues that the average voter, that the general voter, doesn't really care about.
See, now, and this is, to me, this is a big difference, right? This is a big difference between Democratic-based politics and Republican-based politics, and I wonder if you agree with it, which is to say that standard Democratic-based politics, we're not talking about, I mean, to win a Democratic primary, that kind of Democratic-based politics, you've got to take positions on issues that are far less contentious, or you're pressured to take positions on issues that are far less contentious in a general election than Republican-based politics, right? Democratic-based politics, let's say you take a position for single-payer health care. Let's say you take a position for the Employee Free Choice Act. These are positions that are not nearly as controversial in a general election as a Republican primary candidate who has to take a super strongly anti-choice position on the issue of abortion. I mean, is that basically the analysis that you're putting forward?
Yeah, I think so. I think, and you know, the perfect example of that to me is back in 2006, there was a six-way primary in Congressional District 5 down in Colorado Springs, which is the most conservative part of the state. And the candidates down there basically, in order to win the primary, were trying to, you had this stuff keep coming out where it was like everybody was trying to say they hated homosexuals more. Almost, you know, it was like who was most against gay marriage, who was most against gay people, and that was almost what they, you know, there was a period of time during that primary where that came out, and that was a race a Democrat was never going to win. But that kind of thing, you know, in a statewide race, doesn't help whoever wins that primary. You know, you don't want to end up winning the primary being labeled as somebody who's, you know, strongly against homosexuals or gay rights.
Again, we're talking to Jason Bain. He's the editor and founder and writer at Colorado Polls, www.coloradopolls.com. Last question, real quick. If you had to bet right now, if you're a betting person, who do you think comes out of that Republican gubernatorial primary?
If I had to bet now, I'd say it's Josh Penry. I think he's got the base a little more locked up. But I think that's a better case scenario for the Democrats, because I think Penry's the weaker general election candidate.
You really think Penry's, Penry, to me, he strikes me as just has a little bit more moderate image than McGinnis. But you don't see it that way?
I think it's the other way around. I think McGinnis has been kind of more moderate. I mean, McGinnis is pro-choice. Penry, when he's forced, he's been good about kind of staying out of some of these discussions, but when the rubber hits the road, when he really has to take positions, he's actually very right-wing.
That's interesting, and it will be up to Bill Ritter, and the Democrats to draw that out. I'm sure the Republican primary will certainly draw that out. Jason Bain, again, the writer and founder of ColoradoPolls.com, www.coloradopolls.com. Let's have you on real soon again to keep us updated on all this stuff. Thanks again, Jason.
Hey, sounds good. Thanks.
Again, that was Jason Bain, www.coloradopolls.com, basically my homepage in the morning when I come into the office and want to know what's going on in Colorado. 9:53 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. Let's go to John Turk with a traffic update.
Thank you, David. Got a crash westbound turnpike near McCaslin. That's causing some stop-and-go conditions back to around Wadsworth. Rest of the drive looking pretty good in the 50s and 60s on 225, as well as I-70 in the elevated portion. No problems on C-470 now, too, in the 60s there. Those accidents downtown have been cleaned up as well, so looking pretty good around the metro. Your forecast, Dave, mostly sunny, perhaps a few afternoon clouds, small chance for thunderstorms along the Front Range and foothills. Look for a high around 87 degrees, currently 75 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee buyers travel the world and taste more than 250,000 cups of coffee a year to ensure the highest quality beans for your cup. All that for just $1.50 a cup. Come to participating Starbucks and get a tall Pike Place roast today. Price go to participating Starbucks, plus tax if applicable.
Let's welcome Josh's father to our class for Career Day.
Every child deserves to feel great about what they're wearing to school, and they should have all the supplies they need, too. So Walmart is helping to make that happen with special pricing on lots of different back-to-school products. Right now, for just $9, you can get select backpacks, juniors OP tops, and kids' dance can now and starter shoes. And select Mead one-subject notebooks are 6 for $9. $9 pricing, because back-to-school costs less at Walmart. Save money, live better. Walmart. Price is not valid in Oklahoma, Wisconsin, Hawaii, or Alaska.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process.
That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
On everything you need to ski and ride. From Burton, Vocal, K2, Columbia, Solomon, and Sims. Get in line early Saturday and you can get up to $500 in bonus bucks. Plus, register to win a 2010 Subaru Outback from Go Subaru Arapo and Go Subaru West. Sneak Grab starts this Saturday, 8 a.m., only at Sports Authority Sports Castle, Bowles, Parker, Boulder, and Fort Collins on College Street.
Life Care Center of Littleton reminds listeners that as we mature, feeling strong, having endurance, and avoiding injury are just some of the benefits of staying in good physical condition. You'll also look healthier and feel better, too. So remember, whether it's a walk through your neighborhood or a group activity, do something good for your body. There's no better time than now to give yourself the gift of good health and vitality. This is from Life Care Center of Littleton. For rehabilitation and volunteer opportunities, call 795-7300 for Life Care Center of Littleton.
Basically the show for you. It's been a topsy-turvy show today. Really, a lot of fun tomorrow. Sorry, not a lot of fun tomorrow. A lot of fun today. Tomorrow at 7:20, we have Matt Taibbi, the Rolling Stone reporter who broke that big story about Goldman Sachs. He's got a new story about, you guessed it, healthcare. He's agreed to come on at 7:20 tomorrow. And then we've also got Christy Harvey of the Center for American Progress. She'll update us tomorrow on all the stories of the week that we missed. And it's a lot of stuff going on out there, folks. And as I said yesterday at the healthcare rally, if you know 10 people, you need to call 10 people. If you know 20 people, you need to call 20 people. Get them to call their members of Congress and tell them to take a pledge not to vote for a healthcare bill without a public option. That is where we need to force this healthcare debate. And I think we can do it. We're seeing some movement right now. Michael Bennett taking a stronger position on healthcare. That's because of all of you. And if we can do that here, we can do it anywhere. See you tomorrow.
This is a public announcement for consumers who are overwhelmed with state.
When you're protected by Identity Guard, you will experience an unimpeded life.
That's right. I'm going to waste even more time noodling around on social networking sites.
Our company has helped over 20 million customers of leading U.S. banks actively manage their identity exposure. So we know what the dealio is.
I will fearlessly use my credit card in any restaurant, in any city, in any country, even Brooklyn.
Identity Guard scans everything from credit bureaus to public records, alerting you 24/7.
I am going to expose myself anytime I feel like it. Oh, wait, that didn't come out right.
And should the unthinkable happen, Identity Guard covers you with our $1 million loss insurance. It will make you want to say,
let's go, life. Let's go.
Let's go, life, indeed. Identity Guard. Live a more streaming life. Call 877-ID-GUARD now or visit identityguard.com. That's identityguard.com.
Right now at AM760.net. Bargain Watch is brought to you by Comcast.
AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, KKZN.